And welcome, everybody, to episode, 743 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yep.
As good as you were when I last asked that question, like right before we got on the air here, Break.
Yeah. In fact, I peed since then, so I'm better.
Feel better. Wow, that's an improvement.
Hashtag.
I like I peed today. Hashtag. I like the improvement, man. I mean, it is a massive improvement to go from 1 minute to the next after you pee. So there you go. All right, gentlemen, let's get started with the news. We've got an exciting new tournament today. I'm pretty excited for it. I hope everybody else is. If we have time at the end of the show, I do want to go over. Eric brought up a very, very good free-for-all question. So let's just go ahead and get into the news. Hopefully we'll have time to discuss.
Not as nice last week, so hopefully we can get
Break, instead of putting Baby Mario on that list, you should have just put Baby Everything Mario.
Right. Well, I mean that's just consider it Baby Everything, you know, but Baby Mario for sure. All right, here we go.
All the baby characters are Mario. Jump on.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up.
With this first one from RPG site, Front Mission First for other platforms has a release date of June 30th, and those platforms are PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, and Steam, and Epic and GOG are also on that list for PC releases. Priced at €34.99 euros. Is it the same? I hate the stupid matching. It's so dumb. It's not even whatever.
Yeah, it should be like €29.99 euros because euros are worth a little more than the dollar, you know? So they kind of, the euros get ripped off a little bit there.
Europeans get screwed over in game pricing because they have this stupid price parity match.
Freak 5 says he liked the baby Yoshis. The baby Yoshis weren't too bad. They're all right. All right, anything else?
Yeah, because the whole mechanic of the Yoshi is that they're baby and then they grow up. So, there'll be a release discount of 10%. So 10% off discount from June 30th to July 12th.
Yeah, this looks actually pretty good, man. I'm not a tactical a video game player, but the remake of this looks actually pretty decent. I don't know.
I don't think there'll be any advantage to getting this version over the Switch version, so I'm just going to buy the Switch physical release. Because, it's not the type of game that would benefit from 60 anyway.
Yeah, it's not a 60 frames per second type of game for sure.
And I don't think the Switch version had any particular frame rate issues to begin with, so...
Yeah.
I don't even think it has 4K support. It's just, it's another platform you can play the game on.
Yeah. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
Nope.
All right, Break, you are up.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Valfurion Arc, Hero School Story 2 launches on June 22nd, and it's coming out for fucking everything.
The same day that Final Fantasy 16 comes out.
Ooh, that's bad, because this actually sounds kind of interesting. I'm just going to go over the bullet points to get a quick thing. It's a twisting story spanning over 10 years. You're in control, create and manage your own hero school, which sounds really cool. Curate a curriculum, Jesus Christ, for a dynamic roster of students, plan, forecast, execute, repeat, and strategic turn-based combat, and take part in engaging mini-games, blah, blah, blah. But turn-based combat and the ability to create your own school, and you create a curriculum, so you know I'm going to make it as horrible as possible for the kids. It's going to be almost impossible to pass my classes.
Yeah.
I never played the first game, because it sounded like a rough concept, and hopefully the sequel will fix some of those rough edges.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'd like to check it out.
It reminds me of sort of like a world building Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicle type Ooh. Game. You know, I don't know, just kind of the way that it kind of looks to me is kind of in that vein, maybe. I don't know.
The whole building your own college and or high school, you know, and getting to design a curriculum and everything else, that sounds really interesting to me.
Yeah, if I wanted to go to school, I'd just go back to college, right?
No, you know. I'm not going to do that. No, I'm talking about being the principal of the school. Like, you can torture the children.
Can you spank them? Like get a belt and, like, you know, ooh, if anybody acts up and, you know.
Ooh, that needs to be in there. Corporal punishment.
You know,
these children. Yes.
But you could, like, get different, like, you know, you belt for one, paddle.
A non-ruler.
When I was in school, they still did the paddle, you know, like that, this big ass paddle spanking thing. So if you got in a lot of trouble, you'd get that. I obviously was never in trouble, but you know.
Yeah, my dad used to tell me about how they, like, nuns, because he's left handed, they'd always wrap his hand with a ruler.
Yep, they hated
his left hand. Like, gosh.
Yeah, could never use his dominant hand. That's the Catholic Church for you, for sure. Yeah, my mom used to tell me stories about those damn nuns, man. They would beat the shit out of you, man. All right, is that it?
That's it.
All right, next story, as soon as it loads up on my end here, is from RPGSite.net. Sky Ocean's Wings for Hire announced for PS5, Xbox Series X, S, Switch, and PC. So all of the above. And it's a turn-based RPG. Wow. Explicitly inspired by Skies of Arcadia. Ooh, now I'm interested.
They're like, fuck it, we're making our own. Just say you won't do it for us.
I know, man. And why, like, Skies of Arcadia, I thought was a great game. Why that was never thought of as, like, you know, let's continue doing more of those, I'll never understand. But that's a great game. I'm looking at the trailer now. It doesn't remind me of Skies of Arcadia per se, but it looks like a rollicking good time. Looks like a good adventure type game, you know, with flying mechanics, which is cool. You get to shoot planes out of the sky, like dogfighting and shit like that. So that's all right by me, you know. So there you go. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is a game called Ecumen Aztec, which is a survival action RPG. It's released in 2025 for PC. And you play as an Aztec warrior defending your home against Spanish conquistadors.
Oh, I'm interested. Action RPG.
It says details about the game are sparse, but Giants Craft states, I guess Giants Craft is the name of the publisher, it includes a strong narrative RPG progression with blood sacrifices, gritty combat, stealth gameplay, and crafting.
With, are you kidding me? You get to do blood sacrifices in this game? Mm-hmm. I'm in. This is good. This is really, really good.
Also includes three different character classes, at least three. There's probably more, but Jaguar Warrior, Eagle Warrior, and Snake Warrior. I'm guessing one's a speed class, and one's a middle class, and the other one's a muscle class.
It looks very drab graphically, but I will tell you guys, there was a little clip of an Aztec warrior taking a blow dart gun and using it to down a Spaniard, you know, a conqueror. So, I mean, this game looks all right by me, man. I mean, yeah. I'm down.
Oh, they're the publisher and the developer. Okay.
Yeah, this looks really, really interesting. So I don't know if gameplay is going to be great, but the trailer is at least piquing my interest, which is kind of hard to do. Mostly I shit on almost every game. Freak Five's Exiled, you son of a bitch.
Down with
How
the
dare
ladies.
You. How dare you? When Frank was in school, men were still choosing their mates by hitting him over their head with a club and dragging him back to his cave. How dare you, son of a bitch. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is WrestleQuest has got a release date.
And we talked about this game before.
Yeah, it comes out August 8th.
Remember,
it was delayed a while ago.
Member break, so, we talked about, like, them ripping
off. I want to see the trailer. Play the trailer, damn it.
Yep, here we go. I'm playing it, damn it. Hold on.
Do it.
Do it now! All right. Stop. Yeah, remember this is the one where they use, like, Macho Randy Man Savage and all the other...
Randy Man? Yeah. Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant. They call him Muchacho Man.
Andre Man the Giant.
Yeah. it's a blatant rip off of past legendary WWE characters, which I'm surprised they let this go through, because like the likenesses are almost uncanny, man. Like I saw DDP, Hawk and Animal, the Road Warriors in there, Andre the Giant.
I see Guitar Man.
Yeah, Guitar Man for the Honky Tonk Man.
No, I'm talking about, looks nice.
Ooh, can you guess who Drill Instructor is? Can you guess who Drill Instructor is?
Sergeant.
Yes, Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, there's the easy right there, guys. Yeah. Now, I was saying, Jeff Jarrett, I used to go in the ring with the goddamn guitar.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Jarrett. I love Jeff Jarrett. He's in AEW now, man. He's great. I like when he called people slapnuts. That was the best. Listen up, slapnuts. You'd call the audience slapnuts, get them all in a tizzy. Yeah, he's still doing that. He's in great shape, by the way. Great, great shape for how old he is. All right, whose turn is it next?
I think these are like, it says iconic roster of wrestling legends in the trailer. Are you sure those are copy or fakes?
Yes, they're all fake. They have different names. Like Drill Instructor is Sergeant Slaughter. I saw the other. Yeah, it
Why
is
Why are they
weird.
Saying like that and then not doing it? That's whatever.
I don't know, but hey, I'm interested in this game.
They avoid legal action.
Yeah, they wanted to avoid. But see, the likenesses, I'm surprised WWE hasn't shut that game down. Watch, if it gains any popularity.
Probably because they look just different enough that they can get away with it.
Freak 5 says, what about the Junkyard Dog? He's in there. He's in there, Freak 5.
He's called the Junkyard Cat.
The Junkyard Cat. He's in there, though. I used to love the Junkyard Dog, man. You remember the Junkyard Dog break?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. He used to bite people in the ring. Mm-hmm. Like, get on all fours and, like, pretend to pee on them and then bite them and shit like that. Yeah, it was pretty badass. All right, who's next? Eric.
Next is... Wait, I just went.
All right, break.
In a row, like, I was set to do the next story and, like, oh, I got to reload here. Comes to us live from Komatsu, Infinity Strash. Is that a word?
Yes, it is a word, and it only leaves me more confused because it has an Urban Dictionary entry. And it has nothing to do with this game at all, so why?
What does it mean?
They seemingly made up a word.
S-trash is how I would say it, anyway.
Infinity's Trash.
Yeah, Infinity's Trash is what I was thinking. Like, the S is in the wrong spot. Infinity's Trash.
It's based on an attack that Dai has, but it's already called Slash, not Strash. So if they're playing off of his attack, then they got it wrong still.
Yeah, the S is just in the wrong spot. I'm going to call this Infinity's Trash. Infinity's Trash Dragon Quest Adventure of Dai launches September 28th for the PS5, Xbox Series.
Hey, at least the game releases and it turns out that the game's poop. And it lives up to its name by Infinity's Trash.
Trash.
Ooh, for $59.99 regular price, it better not be Infinity Trash. But, I don't know. A name like that, I'm not going to...
Is this based on that terrible fucking Netflix anime?
No.
Oh,
and that movie wasn't bad. It just has a weird ending.
I thought it sucked.
It was great up until that point. I was enjoying the hell out of it until they decided.
Love it because people like you get mad.
It sucks.
They wasn't like Dragon Quest at all. They kind of pooped all over Dragon Quest.
It sucked, man. It was terrible.
Old man yelling at cloud here.
One story, and then they decided all of a sudden at the end, nah, we're not telling that story.
Yeah.
And then, but
or
I mean,
rather we were never telling that story.
I know, but it was kind of the same thing that they pulled in the Lego Movie, but Lego Movie did it better.
Mm. All right. Anything else on this?
No, this will be September 28th. We can
probably because the Lego Movie buried the lead early.
All right, I gotta wait for my Wonder. I need more RAM in this computer. It's got the bare minimum RAM. And that's why.
What'd you do your computer, Frank?
What?
Were you playing Infinity's Trash in your computer?
Yeah, no. I should just. I could see the problem is the iMac Mini that I got. It's doable to put in new RAM. Like it's not impossible. But like the previous Mac Minis, like you could just undo the bottom, put in RAM, and then you'd be done with it. And then they, for some reason, they got rid of that and decided, oh, you need to, you know, take a few more parts and screws out to get to the RAM so that you could put RAM in it. And I'm like, fuck that. It looks a little too out of my range of capability. I'm sure I could do it, but I really don't want to fuck it up, you know.
You could always go to Geek Squad, and they can do it for you.
Yeah, I could do that, but I don't want to pay those guys, man. Fuck that. I mean, if there's anybody in the Denver area that wants to help me with that, then... And then the other thing is the RAM costs like $100 and some odd, which is way cheaper than what it used to be. I know what I'm doing. What I'm going to do is I'm going to trade it in. They'll give me like a $200 credit, and then I'll just buy whatever new Mac Mini there is and just up the RAM on it. That way I don't have to worry about it down the road, you know. All right, Diamond Detroit Page. Yeah. The caretaker is what they call the Undertaker break.
No, I'm making up my own.
Oh, okay, I was going to say. All right, this next article comes to us from Gamatsu. Steel Assault coming to PS5, Series, PS4, and X. You know, I'm just going to say Xbox platforms. I hate the Series and One. Man, come on, guys. Just make it easier. PS5... Or the PlayStation, Sony makes it easier. They call their, you know, PlayStation, PlayStation 2. Why doesn't Xbox just say Xbox 2, 3, 4, whatever, you know, fuck them.
Because they hate us.
They do hate us, man. God damn it. All right, so there you go. It's I don't even know what type of game. Oh, it's a side-scrolling action platformer. So that's cool. We need more of those. Those are fun games, though. Let me play the trailer while we discuss.
Well, one thing about this game, I still need to review it.
What's that, Eric?
I still need to review this game. The one thing that was weird about it is that it's designed for a specific type of action game fan, like the really masochistic kind.
Jesus, because, it looks like metal.
It's not easy.
It looks like a hard version of Metal Gear, or not Metal Gear, Metal Slug, like a hard version of that, you know, sort of, kind of, with the elements of like, what's that game called, Strider, and what else, like Bionic Commando in a way too, sort of looks like that, I don't know, without the grappling arm, but it looks okay, but man, you really do have to be a masochist to play this, huh? Bulk Bogan. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is Double Dragon Gaiden's got a release date of July 27th. That's it, pretty much.
All right, we discussed that before, but now we have an actual date. Okay, break, next story.
Coming to us live from... Oh, shit, Wait, we did the...
We're on Wolong.
Did we just do Double Dragon?
Yeah, we're on Wolong.
Okay, come to Slap from Yamasu. Wolong, Fallen Dynasty DLC, Battle of Zhongzhuan.
Pretty good, man. Pretty decent.
I'm trying to learn Chinese. I'm not doing it.
Forget the Japanese and forget the Chinese stuff.
No, huh? I'm already struggling with enough languages. I'm not going to struggle with enough. I'm not throwing in another one, but I'm going to struggle. I'm just going to keep struggling.
Well, you struggle with the English, so, you know. I mean, this is true.
Yeah. So that's there you go. The DLC will be out on everything that's out on, which is pretty much everything, except for the Switch, I think.
Etrian Odyssey's Origins Collection available now? Is that any good, Eric?
I won't know until I actually get my hands on it, but it's basically just Etrian Odyssey 1 through 3. But
it looks like it's got a different art style, like sort of like...
No, it's the same art style as the DS games.
Really? Huh. Yeah. Okay.
But they up-resed it to have HD... visuals.
I was going to say, it looks a little different to me, anyways. I was just noticing the little trailer that was in the corner, but... Okay, anything else on that break?
No, that's it.
Alright, and the final story that we have for you all today, as soon as my little dealio pops up here. Dungeon Travelers 2 and Dungeons Travelers 2-2 launch on June 9th for PC. So there you go. Let's see, what kind of game is this? Dungeon Crawler. They were released for Jorin this year, with the original Dungeon Travelers coming later.
Yeah, it's a digital PC store.
I got you.
It's a web-based store.
A lot of information in the announcement post, so there you go. Yeah, you can find it via Shiravoon. God damn it, man. They're making it difficult, aren't they? So it features Setsuna and Kazuha. So if you're into the first game, you're going to be into the second and the addendum second game. What else? Dungeon Imperial Capital featuring Utawaramono. Let's see. Dungeon Fortress City of Tartessos featuring Tears of Tiara 2. So it looks like they're doing some cross
promoting. They had crossovers from some of their other titles because they own those properties, so why not?
I mean, everybody's doing shared universes, so it makes sense. So there you go. That's kind of a neat idea. All right, that's it for the news. Let me get back to my original thing. I know, we got done with the news pretty quick. Let's see. Anybody have any homie discounts per se? I know we got the new PS Plus games and the new Gold games. What do we got, Eric?
For PS Plus for June, we've got. As soon as it finishes loading, thanks. Go page. Jurassic World Evolution 2.
That's not bad. That's not a bad game.
NBA 2K23.
Not a bad game.
Unless you like plot glitches and crap.
Yeah, although the NBA games don't suffer as much for some reason. I think
I think they launch bad and then they fix them eventually.
Yeah, they definitely fix them for sure. But the NBA games are always the best of the bunch.
And Trek to Yomi.
Yeah, I would give it. I would give that lineup a pass for sure. I'm usually disappointed in the PlayStation Plus games, but not this time. I'm pretty happy with what they
offered. And the Games of Gold games are, I guess, slightly better, but they're games that most people never heard of. And Adios and The Veil. I think The Veil is an adventure game.
Yeah, but look at the value you're getting with the PlayStation as opposed to, I mean, each of those games, like NBA, I know is still probably what, $30. Trek to Yomi is at least $20. Jurassic Park Evolution, I believe, is another $30 game. And then you look at the value that you're getting with the Xbox Gold. They should just get rid of Gold.
Audios looked interesting, or at least it had an interesting concept, but like. It's not something that will grab most people.
Yeah.
So it's like a weird choice for a gold game.
Yeah, I mean, look at the value, though. $40, less than $40.
Here's the premise of Adios. One choice can change everything. You're a pig farmer in Kansas who's finally had enough of your role helping the mob dispose of bodies on your farm. Your hitman friend tries to convince you to change your mind as the two of you go about the errands of the day. He knows what saying no means. This is a meditative, thoughtful game that reflects on the morality and spirituality with compelling writing and phenomenal voice acting. Will this be goodbye?
Yeah, I mean, the premise is okay, Eric, but really we're talking about...
They're both kind of like adventure games.
Yeah. All right, I don't have a Dear Breakman this week, but let's discuss what we've been...
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
Well, mostly the same stuff. Civilization 6, of course.
Really? You still been playing Civ 6? Wow.
No, I'm not. I mean, no. I wouldn't do that right now.
You would definitely not play it during the show at all, ever.
Absolutely not. And let me see. More of the Rogue Stormers, which I still suck at. Probably because it's supposed to be a multiplayer game, and I've been playing single player, so, yeah. And then more to Borderlands 3, which still quite enjoy. Just had, I need more time to play it, really.
Yeah. All right, that it?
Yep.
All right, Eric, what you been playing?
Just more Tears of the Kingdom.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, well, cool. I've been playing more Breath of the Wild. I'll be... I think I'm maybe a quarter of the way done with the game. Like, it's a beast of a game, man. I know people
I
are playing...
I wish I could tell how much time I put into the game. It's like, if you go on the Switch and you see your, like, time spent, it says over 100. It stops counting after 100. Yeah. So I don't know how long I've actually been playing.
What, Tears or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tears is supposedly, what, like, four times bigger than Breath? I don't
know. It's not that much, because, like... Cause, yeah, there are the Sky Islands, but, like, they're... The beefier part of the game actually is that makes it twice as long is actually probably the depths.
Well, look, it's got three layers, right? The depths, the mainland, and the sky.
The sky islands are not nearly as they're more look, more sparse compared to the overworld.
Okay, let me put it this way: it's at least two times as big as Breath of the Wild, at the very least. It's got to be bigger than that, but. I'm looking at Breath of the Wild, and I've got, like I said, I'm a quarter of the way, and I've been playing every day for, what, 2 weeks now? Like, it's, Breath of the Wild is a beast of a game. It's big. It's really, really big, man. Like, but the interesting thing about Breath of the Wild, I normally hate open, like, kind of games like that, like sandbox games like that, but... Man, Breath of the Wild is on a different level, man. It puts every other fucking sandbox game to shame, man. It's just it's that fucking good. It's that good. It's everything that everybody's been saying about it.
Elden Ring.
What's that?
Like it in Elden Ring. If you aren't doing what they're doing, you should not be doing it.
I agree. And I played a little bit of Elden Ring, but I'm no. You know, I suck at games. I mean, Zelda's pushing my limits of how, you know, I game. But it's just... but at least I admit that. There's some people that won't... You know, that don't admit that they're horrible gamers. But Breath of the Wild is just great. Because there's... The reason that it's so good is not only in its design, which it's sublimely designed... It's just there's multiple solutions to different things. So it's just a great game. It's an all-timer. I'm starting to agree with you, Brake. It's up there. It's before it's all said and done, it's probably going to be in my top five greatest of all time. But I have to finish it to completion and, you know, all that stuff. And then I'll get into Tears and I'll probably think Tears is better than that and have to reassess, but Breath of the Wild is just man, there's so much to do. It's so fun. You can glide, you can climb, you can it's a superior game to almost anything out there. Like they know how to make a game. I do have a couple of nitpicks. Like I think we're in the year 2023. I think we should do away with Nintendo's got to seriously think about their next system and up the power quite a bit. And that way we don't have to deal with draw-in and pop-in and shit like that because it's really annoying. If I'm gliding from place to place, like, I could just glide and not and see in the distance that there's nothing, and by the time I get there, there's, like, four or five monsters, and I'm like, God damn it, that really sucks. I think that...
Well, the draw distance... And Tears is definitely better.
Yeah, yeah.
But they still have to hide things in order to keep the frame rate consistent.
Yeah.
For instance, I've been playing Civ on both the Switch and the Xbox.
Yeah.
I played on the Xbox One, now I'm playing on the Series X, and both Xbox experiences were superior to the Switch version. The Switch version acts like the old Civs when you start getting a lot of cities and a lot of things going on. Like, suddenly there's slowdown and chug and stuff like that.
Yeah. Even in Breath of the Wild, I experienced that quite a bit, a lot of chug. And it shouldn't be that way. Like, it's a super ambitious game, so I understand why it chugs. But I mean, like I said, we're 2023 and Nintendo's so far behind in tech. Like, can you imagine, like, even a PlayStation 4 Pro version of Breath of the Wild? It would be insane. It would be crazy good. You know, no draw-in, no pop-in. Something akin to, like, Uncharted, like an open-box Uncharted game. That's what Breath of the Wild would be. It would be just really, really fucking good. And no drawing and pop in, none of that nonsense. You know, it just it sucks. But it's a minor kind of thing, but it is very, very annoying, and it's the only thing that sets it back from being almost perfect. And for the first time ever, I found a bug where I had to reload a save. I was climbing up a mountain, and I found a little tiny vortex hole, is the best way that I can put it. I got stuck on the side. Well, while I was climbing a mountain, I got stuck in this little pin-sized hole that I don't even know how I got in there. And it was weird. I was like, God damn, that's the first time I've ever played a Nintendo game where it was just a bug that I couldn't, you know, I couldn't get out of. It was weird, but... other than that, Breath of the Wild's great, and the save states, it's always saving at the proper time, so it wasn't a huge concern of mine. I think I lost like maybe 5 minutes worth of gameplay, no big deal. You get back in it and just don't go across that that particular hole in the side of a mountain, you know. But some of the puzzles are really obtuse, though, I have to say. Like some of the shrines, like you have to do certain things in a certain order, and it's just, it's a little obtuse, but I mean, nothing that, you know, a guide can't handle, but still, it's like, how would anybody know how to do that unless they looked up a guide, you know? But it's just a great game. I can't talk enough about it. It's great, but we need to move on to reviews.
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, break. I see that
you're just gonna kick back and listen. I have nothing.
Okay, and I don't either. So Eric has a couple.
Yeah, I saw Shin Kamen Rider and the Spider-Verse movie. So I'll just cover Shin Kamen Rider first.
Freak says I did have one of the funniest death scenes.
I think he said it is in Quantumania.
Mm. Oh, I got you. Okay.
But Shin Kamen Rider is a reimagining of the original Kamen Rider series. And not to be confused with Shin Kamen Rider Prologue, which came out in 1992, so nearly 30 years ago. Which is a complete reimagining of the entire franchise for a single film, but this is just a remake of the original, but with modern sensibilities, like the other Shin movies that Anno has done already with Shin Godzilla and Shin Ultraman. And I think he's going to do Shin Ultra 7 next, which is another Ultraman series. But that one is about multiple Ultramen working together to save the day. But this one's about, in case anybody doesn't know the story of Kamen Rider, it's about a college kid.
College kids!
Who gets involved in a bad accident. And, like, I think they survive. They're like the sole survivor, but they're, like, broken emotionally. And, I guess, one of his professors, was working for this secret organization called Shocker, who wants to take over the world, and they defected once they realized what they were doing. And he basically kidnapped this college kid and made him into a Kamen Rider to fight back against the organization. And he explains why he did it and how he didn't have much of a choice, and he wanted to fulfill one of the kid's wishes, and that's how he thought interpreted that wish, I guess. But so now he's helping to protect this girl who's his daughter, who is also part of the organization and defected along with him. And now he has to fight a bunch of augmented humans that got their genius flights of animals to give them superpowers. And they all have special abilities. And he's working with a government group who's trying to take them down. And so, like, they basically do strikes against various augmented monsters, and there's like four of them that they have to take care of, and the fourth one, I mean, there's more than four, but the four main ones that they're trying to deal with right now, who are the biggest threats, because they all have like designs on controlling the world to make their ideal version of the world, to bring everybody to happiness, or rather their own twisted idea of what they think would make the whole world happy. It's pretty good. And there's a lot of ridiculous stuff going on, and it's basically calling back to the original Ultraman, where like they'll do the weird kicks with, like, you could tell they're being green screened across the screen, and they did that intentionally because, like, they don't want to CG everything, and they want to keep it true to the original source material. So it's kind of weird saying a character fly in the background when it's obviously just them on a green screen and the background's moving. It's still pretty fun, and it's really violent. It's like I think it's one of the fewer Ultraman or Kamen Rider series that actually is pretty violent. Like the only other one I can think of is maybe Kamen Rider Black Sun, which you should watch on Amazon Prime, by the way. And that deals with a lot of heavy political issues. And I'm gonna give it I'm gonna give it 9.5.
Wow. That's a really high rating from you, Eric. I don't think very many things get that high of a rating.
My showing was kind of fucked because, like, the first 5 minutes were playing, and, like, up until the movie started, like, the audio was playing in the background. It was, like, it's like the kind of stuff you'd hear before they actually start the movie, but apparently they had issues trying to get the actual audio from the movie to play. But they didn't reset the film once they got it working. But thankfully, not much of consequence happened, so a lot of dialogue was not happening, so it's not like we missed anything important, but yeah, it was still annoying to deal with. Yeah. They really, really should have started over.
Yeah. Freak Five,
especially since, like once the movie was over, the theater was basically dead, so we just went out of the fire exit, because yeah, because they closed off the rest of the theater at that point.
Wow. Freak Five says, future tournament, the funniest fictional death. The boys would probably have a few entries in that tourney. I think if you ever watched the movie Tucker versus Dale, or Dale, what is it? Tucker versus Dale, Tucker and Dale versus Evil, I think is what it's called. That would have like every death in it would have to be on that list. Skodoba is here. He says they said they accidentally unsubbed me. Well, that's weird. What's up, Skodoba? We didn't unsub you, man. The message. Oh wow, that's really weird. Thanks for resubbing. Appreciate that. Now we have back to our two subs. So cool. let's see. Zombieland definitely had some good ones break. All right, Eric, you got another one for Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Please, spoilery free. I have yet to see it. I heard it's
the great. The second movie in the Spider-Verse.
Yes.
Movies. And this one, unlike the first one, has a second part to it, which is not out yet, obviously, but it's more of a single film split across two films. But Across the Spider-Verse, after Into the Spider-Verse, and it takes place, I don't know how many months after the events of the first film, but I think he's turning 15. And basically just growing up, and he's struggling to deal with his parents basically being helicopter parents, and also him trying to not wanting to lie about him being Spider-Man, but also not being able to tell them. And the movie actually has more of a cold opening because it focuses on Gwen and her universe.
I like Spider-Gwen.
And, like, because of the stuff she's going through, like, she eventually comes back to his universe And then he joins, or at least he tries to join a group of all the spider people trying to maintain the Spider-Verse from have the spider multiverse collapse on itself. And the whole plot's about like preserving the canon, and it really does feel like a metaphor for like the ways certain fan bases act towards certain works of Spider-Man fiction.
Scotum was exiled, son of a bitch.
But I could also see it being in like a metaphor for something else. So you have to see the movie to see what I mean by that. That's all I can really say without spoiling anything.
Yeah, don't spoil, man.
And the villain of the movie is like a total weirdo. But like you can see him evolve as a villain and become ever more dangerous as the movie gets on. And like the only weak point about this movie is that like unlike Infinity War, which had like a definitive conclusion, but like also to be continued, like it ends on a note that isn't just a cliffhanger, but also like a solid ending instead of it just does the to be continued and then it ends. And then instead of like having an actual note to end on, it just, oh, here's something that might happen. See you in the next film. That's why it really feels like it was supposed to be one big movie, but they didn't want the movie to be like 4 hours long, so they split into two. Because the movie is just like about just a little under 2 hours long.
Yeah.
It's lengthier than the first film, but it kind of needs to be.
I heard nothing.
And they needed to end it somewhere, so I can kind of understand why it ends the way it does.
I heard nothing but good things about Across the Spider-Verse. The first movie was great, so what are you giving?
Also, the first movie was great because like not only did it have a good story and good writing, but it also elevated the animation as a platform. And this movie does too, because it's doing things that even the first film wasn't doing. And I think they've really nailed down a way of integrating the animation with the storytelling. And since there's less interplay with different animation styles on the screen at the same time, I think the frame rate's a little bit better. But like it's still the
24 frames per second thing, which I thought was unique and made it good. I don't know. I kind of like it, but I like it in these movies, but I don't like it in video games. You know what I'm saying?
And I really, really, really can't wait for part three now. It's going to be painful waiting for it.
Yeah.
But at least it's not going to be as long as a wait between the first film and this one, though. I think it's coming out next year, but there's no solid date for it. But, I'm giving this movie also... I'm giving this movie a 10.
Wow, that's the first 10 I've heard you give in ages, Eric. So good on you, man. I heard nothing but good things about Across the Spider-Verse. I can't wait to watch it, man. It looks awesome, for sure. Let's see, I was going to address something in chat here. Oh, the John Wick movies, they could keep going forever, Freak 5. I think those movies are great.
Even without John Wick?
No, it definitely needs John Wick. I think there's a way that
diving into his past as an assassin?
No, they could do that, but I...
Or they could reboot it.
I know it seemed like he was...
character.
I know it seemed like he met his demise at the end of this one, but I think there's a way that they can... Because they kind of left it like a sliver where, you know...
You think that they faked his death.
Yeah, they could make it where he faked it, which would be actually beneficial to the universe itself. Like, think about that universe without a John Wick, right? I mean, it's an interesting idea, man. Like, I think it could work, man. They could make those movies till Kingdom Come. I wouldn't care. Keanu Reeves is great. Well, they're
making that TV series that takes place in the 70s.
They're making that, and they're making Ballerina, which is a John Wick spinoff with John Wick in it. And hopefully another John Wick movie because, oh, man, those movies are so good. I love each and every one of them. I'm not a huge action movie guy, but those movies are just sublime. They're sublimely made, directed, shot. Like the action is just the best I've ever seen. The only other movie action wise that I really like in that vein is Mission Impossible Fallout. But other than that, man, it was awesome.
Either A, faked his death, or B, he somehow survived anyways.
Yeah. He would be the kind of guy to fake his own death. See, that's what I'm saying. This would be perfect for the whole series.
He basically did what he did at the end of the movie to protect someone else.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great series of movies. It's smartly written. Like, I have very little bad to say about the John Wick series. I own the first three, and when the fourth one goes on sale, I'll get that one too. They're just good movies, man. I can't say enough about them. All right, that's reviews for this week. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, what you got? Did we lose Breakman?
I don't know. Do you think he left when I started talking about Spider-Man? We just yeah. call him back?
Yeah. Come back, Break. Let me type
in chat. I don't even know if he watched the first Spider-Verse.
I'm sure he did. You here, Break? Breakman, you here?
Yes.
Oh, there you are.
We're done there you with are. Spider-Man.
I know. I walked away because I was trying to avoid the.
Yeah. I knew.
Okay. My stinkos. I have a few. Let's see here. I would go with the. I've talked about human beings and wild animals before, and I'm going to have to do it again because apparently some people are fucking stupid. If you see a wild animal, do not touch it.
Leave it alone.
Pick it up. You know. Or they're going to have to do what they did with the bison, you know, the national parks. They're getting a lot of shit for having to put down the bison. But they had to, because what happened is a person interacted with a bison calf, which means they put their scent all over it, which means the other bison were done with that animal. There's nothing that they could do, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, again, because some idiot was handling animals he had no business doing. You know?
I don't even like those TV shows, like when what's his name, that Irwin guy got killed by up, Jen? Nice to have you in there, Jen. I don't even like that. Like when he got killed by a stingray, I'm like, what are you doing fucking around with a stingray? I don't. If people die because they mess around with wild animals, I don't have any sympathy for them. I don't give a fuck if it's for a TV show, if it's for National Geographic or whatever the fuck it is. I don't care. You fuck with the wild animal. There's an old saying: you fuck with the bull, you get the horns, right? And that
fucking around and finding out the wild stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like, leave fucking wild animals alone. I see these people unless you're handling snakes for like anti venom or spiders for anti venom, you know, shit like that.
There are professionals that are trained to handle wild animals.
Yes, you know? for very specific reasons. But usually when you see somebody handling a wild animal, what is it trying to do? It's trying to get away from you. It doesn't want to be picked up. I don't give a fuck if it's a nature show or, you know, Jacques Cousteau or whatever the fuck, you know, bullshit nature show you got going on. Leave them the fuck alone. If you want to see them in the wild, take pictures from a distance or take video from a distance, but leave them fuck alone.
And just have a cameraman just filming them.
That's what I'm saying. Just film them from a distance. You don't have to. I mean, gee, these people can't be dumber. I saw one thing that was supposed to be a video. It was supposed to be a heartwarming thing where this polar bear was playing with this husky, right? And he was petting the husky. He was having fun with the husky. You know what that polar bear did the next fucking day? Went back and killed the husky to eat it, because it's like it was hungry. You don't fuck with wild animals, man. Skodema says Steve got what was coming to him, but he handled it like a boss. He had no hate to the. No, I understand that. These people don't have hate. It's like if somebody gets mangled by a monkey or something like that woman that got fucked up by that monkey that she owned, Skodema.
Oh, that ripped her face off?
That ripped her fucking face off. Fuck her. It's a wild animal. It's not a fucking domestic animal. It's not a dog or a cat. right? And even some dogs, you have to kind. I mean, they are descended from wolves, so they you know, you do have to watch what kind of fucking breed you get and how you raise it and train it and all that shit, you know. But damn, you know, I can't stand it when people handle wild animals. So you're absolutely 100% correct, Breakman. I mean, it's just, that's bullshit, man. What else you got?
Well, I think you'll agree with me. This is bullshit, too. The next two stinkos are completely related. One of them is the, well, I'll go to the one that's, I'll go to the first, of, I guess the second one first. The American life expectancy once again has declined.
Oh, I wonder why.
Yeah, let me see. For the male, or for the female, life expectancy is now down to 79.1 years, and for the male, it's 74.2 years now. Or no, I'm sorry, 73.2 years now.
Yep.
Like, as men, we're not supposed to live over 75 years now.
Yep.
I mean, and a lot of this is because of there's a lot of COVID deaths that affected these numbers, but there was also a lot of opioid deaths that affected these numbers. And you know who's really one of the companies that was really heavily responsible for opioid deaths and for price gouging of insulin pens and stuff like that?
Eli Lilly?
No, a family I was thinking of.
Oh,
Coke?
The Coke brothers?
No, the Sackler family.
Oh, the Sacklers, yes. I that's been a long time since I heard that family's fucking piece of shit name, yes.
Well, they just struck an immunity deal with their bankruptcy filing to get them out of future...
crimes.
Everything. Like, basically, it was a flat-out protection shield from them ever being sued again or being prosecuted again.
Yeah, fuck them. They should all be in jail for the rest of their lives. You know how many...
They are responsible for some... They profited off the deaths of hundreds of thousands of American lives.
At 100%. 100, I would say millions of lives in the United States at this point.
Yeah, you might be right. Yep. I'm not sure what the opioid death it is, but you might be right. It might be millions.
Yep. It's in the millions break. I don't have a car now, so I can't do my homeless outreach, but there's lots of people that have died on the streets thanks to that fucking family and a bunch of big pharma players like Pfizer and Eli Lilly and, you know, a bunch of people like that. And these are the people I remember. I use an EpiPen because I'm allergic to bees. And if I get stung by a bee, it's like, you know, it's a big major thing, you know, and I could fucking die from it depending on the type of bee. But the EpiPens now are unattainable for me. I don't have insurance. It's in the thousands of dollars. I can't afford it. So, yeah.
Capitalism, yay.
Yeah. What else you got to break?
Oh, I got one that you know, that might cause some more combat and chat after last week when we were talking about the trans community and such like that. Ohio's renewing its war on the trans community, bathroom war and everything else. But I came with some stats today as far as like bathrooms are concerned and people using them, trans people using them. How often do we hear about somebody going into a trans woman going into a woman's bathroom and raping or murdering a woman?
Zero.
Zero, man. The number is zero.
What they talk about in the media is that trans women, when they're forced to use the men's room, about 33% of the time are raped.
Wait a minute. What was your question, Brake?
Not a question, it's a statement.
What?
33% of women, of trans women who are forced to use the men's room are raped. Or forced
it to basically sex. Says that a lot of men are rapists and they'll rape anybody.
I don't, this is so, really strange to me.
Their whole argument that the trans women are a danger to women. No, they're putting trans women in danger, is what they're doing.
This is a really strange thing to me, man, the bathroom debate. Like, why is it even a debate? Like, you have, in the women's bathroom, there's stalls. Like, go in your stall, do your business, and get out, right? And there's stalls in the men's bathroom, too, but...
Scuttlebutt, don't peddle that garbage that Matt Walsh's creation. Matt Walsh is a fucking fascist and a bigoted sicko.
Yeah, I just don't understand this. People are so afraid of what they don't understand, man. It's just weird.
What is it somebody else's business what you do with your own body, you know?
It isn't.
I mean, if you're somebody who's, say, transgendered and you transition, how does that affect other people?
It doesn't. It doesn't. It
so
just
how
affects.
Does it affect anybody else if you have to poop?
It affects a sensibility, an eye test. That's all. When people see things that they don't like and they don't understand, they get into a tizzy, a frenzy. And it's just, it's the strangest, funniest thing to me, man. Like I don't get it. It blows my mind. Like, people are people. You know, whatever, you know.
And there are some other things about trans community. It was, in fact, during, like, World War II and up until, I think, the 50s, until the Catholic Church or Christian Church, one of them, got involved in politics. But, you know, drag shows were things that were promoted by the military.
Yep, 100%.
Like, World War II, drag shows were one of the big things, like, yep, as entertainment for the troops.
Yeah, they would have their own troops dress up in drag, and it would be, like, a huge, like, hoot. You know, people would the morale would be brought up. Yeah, I know, it's strange.
Trans people have been around for longer than any of us have been alive. For this sudden war against them.
Well, let's just think about things in scientific context, Breakman. There have been gay people since the dawn of man. You know what I mean? Like it's just really weird. Like, this hatred towards other people has just got to stop. Freak 5 says...
It was funny, because I saw some tweet earlier today about this person claiming that they know Japanese history and how it's become woke because of a drag person doing teaching class about sexuality. And drag is really old in Japan, yeah. And it's largely because of the government. Because the government forbade females from performing in theater,
yep,
which is why the Kabuki Theater happened.
Yep.
So the government created drag people.
And another
and this
stat,
person doesn't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And another one of the stats I brought, they are talking about banning transgender, like, girls and transgender boys from competing in the sports. They want them to compete in the sports they're assigned to at birth or whatever, like that. You know, they want to keep them they want to keep trans girls from playing with girls. Well, in the history of Ohio, we've had exactly 16 trans children athletes.
I know. It's
have
like,
we heard of any of them?
I know.
No, there's only like a handful of trans athletes we ever hear about, but there are a lot more trans athletes than the ones we hear about. We don't hear about them because they're not like breaking records like Leah Thompson. The only reason we hear about her is because she breaks records.
Right.
And like, everybody hates her because she breaks records. What about all the other trans kids? Like, this is about her, not about trans kids.
Don't forget all the black female athletes who were banned from those events, like from the Olympic Coalition or whatever the fuck they're called themselves. Yeah. Basically banned one of those athletes because they had too high of testosterone levels.
I know, I heard that too.
Because they smoked weed like one time, like a week before they were expected to compete.
Right.
And
when white people do this or even take steroids, they're not punished for it.
Well,
it's clearly them.
No, racist. let's be clear, Eric. There have been white athletes that have been punished for marijuana use and testosterone levels and stuff like that.
And we're talking about something completely different.
Anyway. I know they have, but I'm just saying they get away with it more often. Rather as opposed to never for the other group.
I think weed should just be taken off the table of any drug testing period, because like, weed is like, it doesn't give you a competitive advantage. If anything, it'll slow you down a little bit. I don't even think so. Like, when I smoke weed, and I smoke weed often, I focus more. You know, like, I can play video games like a madman.
And people want to pretend that, like, competition in sports is ever fair, because it never is.
No, it's not.
And you can't make it the most fair by making unilateral decisions instead of making an easy solution to the problem, which would be to have tier levels for certain skills.
Yeah. Freak says, I realized today my shift at work and inventory.
I mean, when it comes to boxing, there's a heavyweight division, there's a middleweight division, and then there's a lightweight division. Why can't we do that across the board?
Yeah.
So anyway,
yes.
The Ohio High School Association does rigorous tests before they even allow trans kids to play sports. They have to be, I think it's like comparable in weight and size to girls, for instance. I'm trying to find what they have.
I think those things are fair. Like you don't want like a bodybuilding 6'5" giant man that transitions into a woman. Like I wouldn't necessarily. I think that would be an unfair competitive advantage. So that's fair. I think that's fair. Break.
It's,
I mean,
they have like specific rules. It's not easy for them to set. Like I said, there's only been 16 trans kids in the entire history of Ohio.
Right.
That's I think that's going back to 2015. I'm trying to find this damn website where I had the stats, and now I don't know where the hell it is.
Yeah, you'll find it. Look at your history and just pass all the porn that you got there, which probably would take you days, break, man. But anyways, Freak 5 says, I realized today my shift at work and inventory, we are the only three people who are scheduled for 41-hour weeks. We're told we have to work that extra hour because we are scheduled to work that shift, even though we are done with our job. Okay, that kind of blows. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know what to say to you, Freak, man. We have to... We have to work overtime to help other departments that don't have to work overtime to help themselves. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. They want to bury their heads in the sands. There's so many guys that...
Because I said Walsh is a pedo, he's saying this. That's the context.
Well, I can't say that definitively, Eric, but there's a lot of signs that point towards that. A lot of projection, right? You know, I mean, you know, I don't know. But, you know, I mean, let's have debate. I don't have a problem with debates going to my
The thing about Walsh is that his crappy documentary and all of his arguments are disingenuous anyway.
Yeah.
That's why they're not worth listening to.
Well, that's true, too. They are disingenuous and can be easily disproven. But, you know, people don't want to take the time to show... the disproving facts, you know, it's just it's laziness on a lot of people's parts for sure. All right, Breakman, you have anything else?
No, but I found out why I'm having trouble finding it. I'm spelling it wrong.
Oh, well,
it's OSHA, not OSHA. Like OSHA's that they do like environmental.
Yeah, and it let yeah OSHA.
I thought it was just the same acronym. No, it's different. So I'm still looking. But anyway, yeah, no, that's all I've got.
All right. Eric, I didn't see a stinko for you. For me, Denver has become Seattle West for some reason. In the past like 2.5 weeks, we've had fucking rain every goddamn day, which I love rain, right? Like, we very rarely get it in Denver. But for some reason this year, like every day this past, like I said, 2.5 weeks, we've had like downpours of rain, and I'm starting, there's a reason why Seattle has the number one suicide rate in the nation, and I'm starting to see it, man. It's kind of getting me down a little bit, man. Like, always drab and dreary, fucking, you know, I mean, it's just awful, man. Like, every day, you know, I don't know. Why aren't there are plenty of people that debate.
There are plenty of people. It's not our fault if you don't want to listen to them.
Yeah.
Skodama. You're accusing people like me of doing the same thing you've done in the past.
Yeah. All right, let's, I think that was all I had. Let's see for my, yep, the rain. All right, let's move on to happier trails here,
dude,
guys.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Breakman, your sweeto of the week.
I've got a few. One, I talked a few weeks ago about there was a work issue that really had me pissed off.
Yes.
And work has made it right. So.
Oh, well, good, man. You feel better about it? I don't know what the issue was, but...
It was money-related, and they made it right. I don't want to, like, go into it.
Yeah. No,
Freak's
no.
Freak's always telling us, like, every detail. Like I'm not comfortable with that.
Yeah. No problem, Break. No problem.
I've got a couple more. So, anyway, so they basically owe me money, and I'm getting the money I'm owed.
Great! That's great news, dude.
Another sweeto goes to... I guess it was less... several days I'd started noticing like little issues with the internet,
mm-hmm.
kind of like slowness and stuff like that.
Yes.
And then a couple of days ago, I guess, what was it, Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday, it suddenly went out on me.
Oof.
Right after I went out, got off work, like, it was just completely out.
Damn.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Okay, all right, well, I you know what, I'll find out if it's, like, an outage and stuff like that. No, no, nobody's out, just me. So I'm like, okay, what can I do? I call and schedule an appointment, and I'm like, I need it for work, can you get me in quicker?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, we'll try, and they got me in the next day, the very next day, which is the quickest I've ever had cable show up. And they had to completely rewire everything, because apparently all my wiring had been degrading. my modem was like 6 years old or something like that.
So you updated your modem? Wow.
okay. Like, everything had to be completely redone. It was kind of like taking a old car and putting a completely new engine in it.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, so yeah.
So the internet, like, is, like, just sprang to life.
Yeah, it's doing a lot better now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Skirma says...
new internet, new Xbox, and...
Yeah.
Everything's flying now.
That's good, man. No issues. Maybe that's part of the issues that you were having too, was internet shit. You know, yeah. Scholar was to do a debate with Michael Knows, but backed out. That shit worked. I mean,
and Scholar, maybe the reason why is because of what I just told you earlier. They knew it was going to go nowhere. They knew what Walsh was trying to do. Walsh already has a premise, and he's going to try to obfuscate and spin and present himself in such a way that makes him look, his argument look good, even when it is in fact nothing more than
usually Skonema. I'm neither right or left, but usually when the right tries to debate like logical stuff, they get into circular debate all the time, man. Like it's not even close. Like if you're talking about a person that's more, let's say, progressive. I don't want to say left versus right because it's too divisive. But if you think about the people that actually deal in logic, you know, like it's usually never close, man. It's usually never close. I'm not saying everything, but for the most part, it's never close. By the way, I'll talk about something here in a second. What else you got, Brake? Anything else?
Oh, I have one more, Sweeto.
Yes.
Let's see. Last week we talked about how, you know, the government pulls their fucking joke every couple years or 4 years or whatever. Anytime the budget comes up, they pull their bullshit, you know.
Yes.
And as usual, you mean you were right about it.
Yep.
So they, that's sweet.
As of course, when it's in regards to money, you can bank that they will never, never not raise the budget. They will always raise the budget, because if they don't, we're going to have a global money crisis, right? Globally, and their money will tank. The stock market will literally crash, and all, and I mean all of them have donors that are heavily invested in the stock market, and they themselves are invested in the stock market, even though it should be illegal for them to invest in the stock market, because they get insider information up to and including that piece of shit Nancy Pelosi, who used insider information to make a shit ton of money. So yeah, I have a big problem with that. So yes, we were right. The debt ceiling was raised in a stupid deal. What they deem bipartisan, that has nothing to do with us other than the economy didn't crash. Okay, that's great. But I mean, doesn't affect us hardly in any other way than that. So, and they try to scare us. They fear monger all the time. Whether you're on the right or left, there's fear mongering all the time, and it sucks. So I agree.
I found what I was looking for.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Okay, OSHA, which is OHSAA, and I was selling it S or OSHA. First, trans students must contact their school or athletic administration indicating they wish to participate in a sport consistent with their gender identity. Upon receiving that notice, the administrator needs to notify OSHA. Using a form, specific form. The policy states trans females who are male to female who have not yet begun medically prescribed hormone treatment may participate on a boys team without ruling from the OSHA. The same applies to a trans female who has taken hormone treatment. So they, you know, without OSA improvement, they can't even play this, they can't even play. Like, that's what.
Yeah, that's. I don't have a.
Before a trans girl can participate on a girls' team, she must accomplish one or both of the following: complete a minimum of a 1 year hormone treatment, demonstrate to the OSA by way of sound medical evidence that she does not possess physical bone structure, muscle mass, testosterone, hormone, or physiological advantages other than over genetic females of the same age group. The policy then states trans males who are female to male who have not yet begun medically prescribed testosterone treatment may participate on girls' or boys' teams without intervention from OSA. Trans males who have begun testosterone treatment may not participate on a girls' team. However, before a trans male has begun testosterone treatment, if he's given on a boys' team, they must do the same thing. You know, they must demonstrate that they have sound medical evidence and that the muscle mass developed as a result of the testosterone treatment does not exceed the muscle mass that's typical of a boy of the same age group. The student's hormone levels must be monitored by a licensed physician every 3 to 6 months with approval rendered on a season-by-season basis. Like so they're under constant, like, you know, checking and such like that. Let me see. So I think that's pretty much all of it. But yeah. They have to pass, you know.
Yeah, no, I don't have a huge issue with that break, to be honest with you. Like I said, you can't.
I mean, there are specific restrictions. Like, you have to either have been on hormones for a year, you know.
Yeah, yeah, no, Where you
physically match up as a girl.
Yeah, I don't have a huge issue with that because men, generally speaking, like the physicality of a man is bigger, right? Like so like I said, the example I gave.
There's like I told you in the since 2015, there's only been 16 trans.
Yes, a whopping 16.
What am I oblivious to? You guys,
I don't think Scudama knows how learning a person learning about who they are, I don't think he understands how life works because most people don't know who they are and they slowly come to an understanding of themselves. And yes, they don't have all the answers, which is why people get together and put their heads together learn about
things. Let me say this, all right?
And if kids can't do that in a safe environment like a school, then and they have parents that they can't come out to because of the way they are, and they have nowhere to go.
Hold on, Eric. Let me.
And if these people are doing searches, they are trying to find information. It's not brainwashing. It's them disseminating information and coming to a conclusion about themselves.
Yeah.
Brainwashing.
What if they come to the conclusion that they're straight? Ooh.
And you don't think pledging allegiance to a flag at a school or being raised on social norms and mores that in society are very heavily catered towards heterosexual tendencies.
Let me say it this
prevalently
way.
Prevalently to the point where we take it for granted. You don't think that isn't also Eric, kind of a grooming?
Let me put it this way, Eric. Freak 5, I said it before. Since the dawn of man, there were gay people because you're born a certain way, whether it's you're born gay, straight, bisexual. You know, if you were born in a man's body and you feel like you're a woman, then you're a woman. That's where the whole trans community kind of, in a nutshell, came from, and vice versa. Man, that you know, if you were born a man, and you feel like a woman, or born like a woman, you feel like a man. Like there are scientific reasons for this. You know, it's not 100%.
Go to the World Health Organization. Go to the Mayo Clinic. Search up some articles written by actual researchers.
Look, Eric, let me finish.
That's what I'm saying. I go by the advice of, like, doctors and scientists and stuff like that.
And well as doctors who treat...
We're not the experts on this.
Who treat with transitions for kids.
Researching it for a long time.
You know, look, start talking to people and stop listening to people like Tarko Carlson
look,
who have an agenda to push.
Can I talk to
Eric? Benefits for you financially.
Eric.
He probably doesn't even care.
He's not into healthcare at all.
Eric, let me stop this all this madness right here, okay? All I'm going to say is this. Let's say let's say kids are looking up whether or not I'm gay, the search engine went up 130% or thousands of percents. Or Eric, let me speak. Let me speak. Let me finish my point, and then you can talk. Okay, that's how it works. So what I'm going to say, let's say that that's the case, that people are legitimately looking up on the internet whether or not they're gay, right? Let's say, let's even go a step further and let's say being gay is a choice, which, you know, it's not a choice. I know.
Choosing to let people know about
Eric,
it is, but...
Eric, please, but, let me finish. Yes. Let me finish. I promise I will let you speak like I always do. But let's say it's a choice. Let's say everybody is born straight and they have a choice to be gay or not, right? Okay. There you go. They're looking up the information whether or not they want to be gay. No problem with that, right? Because we accept everybody, don't we? Whether they're gay, straight, black, white, whatever. Fine with me. I don't have any problem with it. If you want to become, if it was a choice, which it is not, if it's a choice, then it's fine by me because people are people. We bleed the same. We have the same. I mean, if they find a cure for cancer, it's going to benefit all of us, right? If they find a cure for AIDS, it's going to benefit all of us. If they find a cure for the common cold, it's going to benefit all of us, whether we're straight, gay, whatever. So what difference does it make if somebody's looking up whether or not they're gay or not? Maybe they have questions. And in the age of technology, people are finding out that Google, you mentioned Google, Google's making us a lot smarter. So... I have no problem.
Also, if they're doing searches on the internet, then that means they have no other outlet to find information on because nobody else will tell them anything.
Yeah, I've got no issues. free speech. You believe that someone can burn the American flag. Try that with an LGBT flag, and they prosecute. When? Where?
If you steal it off of somebody else's property, yeah, if you steal,
right? If you steal it off of, if you're talking about, right? If you're if you're talking about stealing it off of somebody's property, which I know what you're referring to, Skodoma, then no, they don't have the right to steal. Just like I don't have a right to steal your American flag and burning it.
Let me ask Skodoma this. His basic argument is if that a child sees like a gay book or something like that, it's going to turn him gay. So that applies to you too, Skodoma. So you're saying that as a child, if you saw gay porn, it would have made you gay?
And the way, I'm assuming based on the way you were raised straight. So it's so like you weren't indoctrinated to be straight then. Maybe you aren't straight and you've just been conditioned to be.
It's really bizarre, man. Like in
maybe
the age
you
of
don't
the,
know who you are.
In the age of the internet, yeah, like
the arguments against it make it sound like you're the one in the closet. I know. Like it sounds like you have the problem.
I know. It's really weird, Skodoma. You gotta look, Skodoma, I know Skodoma's a rational, reasonable person. I know you are, Skodoma. You gotta look at this thing a little differently. Nobody's trying to make your kids gay, dude. Yeah. Like either they're
here's
gay.
A couple facts that I'm gonna lay out.
Look, Skodoma, let me ease your mind, Skodoma. Your kids are either gay or they're not. Would you love them any less if they turned out to be gay? Whether or not they looked at gay stuff online or not gay stuff online, I think I would venture to say that you're a rational, good guy, and you would be fine.
I don't give a shit you live in California and have gay friends because you I clearly don't support their lifestyle.
That's
choices.
The argument the cops aren't racist because they have
Skodoma.
You won't stand by
Skodoma.
Them.
Let me.
When people in other states are suffering, when laws are being put against them to make their lives harder,
what if
they
there
can't
was
live the way that
okay,
the way people will.
Let's turn this on its head. What if all of a sudden there were some legislators that signed into law if you're a heterosexual, you're going to be put in jail. Obviously, that's stupid, right? I mean, people are people. It's the same thing. We're going to punish you because you're straight. You know, like it makes zero sense. Why do you think that we should punish people for being gay? You know, why do you think we should punish people for?
We don't know shit about you, but we're learning things about you based on your ideology.
No, we don't
come to certain conclusions. Can't
he's actually right. We don't know much. We don't know much, but
yeah,
you know,
why are you making these arguments if not? So,
yeah.
I mean, well, my basic argument is that none of us are doctors. None of us are scientists. None of us are...
No, but you have to rely on those people.
There are thousands and thousands of doctors, therapists, specialists, experts who have said this is a fact.
Yeah.
Like the gender isn't male and female. Like, there are more than one gender. You're talking about your sex, if it's male, female, or intersex. Those are different things.
Gender is different from sex. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is... been researched by people that know a lot more about the subjects than any of us do.
Yeah. All right. We need to continue on. Eric, I didn't see a sweet-o for you, so I'll just go on to mine. Eric's gift was pretty awesome. He gave me a $50 e-card to the e-shop. So that's... Scotum, like, come on, dude. Come on, man. We just told you, dude. Like,
Scotum told us that he believes in demons, so I'm guessing you're a Christian.
Gender is different from sex. It just is.
But you genuinely believe in demons.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I believe in demons, but only in a more metaphorical sense. The darkness that surrounds a man's heart or a woman, whatever the case may be. And their obsessions, which lead to suffering, and also people who engage in pointless cruelty, like these politicians with their laws.
Yeah, I agree.
That are causing people harm.
It's causing us to fight about this. This is the kind of thing they want us doing. They want us to fight about something like this.
They want us to fight about gender. They want us to fight about... We're fighting about identity politics, man, and that's what they want all the time because it distracts from the real issue. Poor versus rich. That's the whole shebang right there.
No, that's not how it happens. Doctors don't come... People go to the doctors.
Right. It's like...
Doctors aren't pushing...
The doctor
doesn't come to your house. You go to the doctor when you have a problem or when you're confused.
It's like these companies that push these, and I have a problem with this.
The government's saying, like, people are saying the government's
going to... I feel like...
Wait, the government's not coming to your fucking house. Jeez.
Look, here's...
doesn't know how the world works because he stopped thinking at some point.
Look,
he hasn't bothered to actually, you know, talk to these people and see these laws being created. And
Eric,
he's being fed information by people who have a agenda.
One of my all time.
He's saying that's what we're doing. But
one of my all time one of my all time stinkos. Right.
I came to conclusions that I have on my own.
Eric, one of my all time stinkos is pharmaceutical companies putting ads on TV. It shouldn't work like that. The doctor should be prescribing you what they feel is best for your condition. And if that doesn't work, you try something else, right? It shouldn't be me looking at a commercial on TV and going to the doctor and saying, hey, I need this because this is what, is going to solve my fucking gout or whatever fucking drug they're peddling on TV. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing. You have to rely on experts for certain things, you know, and one of the things that you have to rely on is experts that know a hell of a lot more about science than we do.
That is false.
That's a lie. I have not seen a number like that.
I've never seen it go into the double digits either.
From doctors and experts and
the percentages I've seen are 0.3. And that's a very tiny percentage of people who have regrets, not because they transitioned, but because
the
pain that comes from people persecuting after the fact.
It's like there's a certain...
There are people who
regret transitioning when they did and where they did.
There are women that regret having kids, not because they don't love their kids, but because of the pain associated with having said kids. You know what I'm saying?
Some people don't love their kids, though. So.
Well, there are, but I'm saying, like, there's a certain percentage of people that if they could do it all over, not saying that they wouldn't want their kids.
If somebody wants to detransition, I think they totally are in the right for doing so. If that's what you need to do,
They can detransition?
Yes. Yes.
Like, that's something that the right keeps saying. Like, they can't do, like, they, no, like, detransitioning is absolutely possible.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. All right. Let me get to my sweet-o real quick. Eric's gift was awesome. $50 e-card. Thank you very much. I don't know what I'm going to spend it on, but I'm going to spend it. And then the Nuggets, Breakman, my Denver Nuggets, I say it like they're my team, but after years, decades, they're in their first finals. They won their first final game. So I'm pretty happy, but I want them to win those three more to win the championship. So, you know, there you go. All right, let's get to our free-for-all and do this as quick as we can. It's a free-for-all. All right, real quickly, the most annoying video game characters, pretty self-explanatory. Breakman, take it away.
Okay, let me see here. I'm sorry. Shaking it off.
Do this as quick as possible.
Video game characters. I'm going to go ahead and start this right out with one of the ones I hate the fucking most. Baby Mario from Yoshi's Island, Super Mario World 2, versus... this is one of the characters I had to do research on. I had to do research on a lot of these because I didn't know this character. But Carver Hawk from Dragon Age 2. Frank, you played Dragon Age 2. What do you think?
This is definitely Baby Mario, man. I mean, that's a dark horse candidate to win the whole thing, man. Baby Mario all the way.
Eric?
Baby Mario. Carver Hawk doesn't even have a personality for me to be annoyed at him at. So,
sorry, Mrs. Bergman's like funny. Next, Magikarp from Pokemon.
Wait, did you pick Baby Mario 2, Break?
Yeah, I picked. Okay, Mario. I'm sorry. All right. I didn't. My bad. Yes, Baby Mario. Magikarp from Pokemon versus Captain Quark from Ratchet and Clank. Yeah, I agree with both. Captain Quark wasn't a character I was thinking about, but he was on a lot of lists, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I remember him. Yeah, he is annoying. But the Magikarp's fucking worthless. Oh my god, it's you get this thing, it's does 1 point of damage at the most. Mostly it sleeps or something because it needs water. It's a worthless piece of shit. Eric, you can start off this.
I think Captain Quark's too funny. He's not really annoying. So Magikarp's not really it's not really annoying. It's just annoying to get them to level whatever, but with newer games, they have experience sharing, so you just have them sit in the background. Then I'm sure they'll take up a slot, but you can get higher level Magikarp, and you just instantly make them a Gyarados at that point.
So they're useless until that point.
So I'll, based on that decision, I'd rather over Magikarp, though, because Captain Quark isn't even really an annoying character. He's a dumbass.
Okay. So you've picked Magikarp. I am also picking Magikarp. Frank,
there's no time. I'm picking Captain Quark, man. You guys are completely wrong. He is fucking annoying as fuck, man.
I'm with you that he's annoying.
He's super annoying. Magikarp to me isn't annoying. It's just useless. You know what I mean? It's just useless, but whatever.
I agree, but it's like Eric said, it's annoying to get him, and it's annoying to level him up, and he takes up slots, you know? He's a pain.
Yeah.
He's useless. Anyways, next we have, and I think there might be multiple from this series, Mr. Rossetti from Animal Crossing versus Daxter from Jak and Daxter. God, I don't really remember Mr. Rossetti, honestly.
Oh, you don't?
Daxter was—he was this try to be cool character.
If you remember to save your data accurately, you don't get a message from Mr. Rossetti, so he's not that annoying if you can avoid him.
Super annoying, super annoying.
I'm going with Daxter. Frank, you're next.
Well, you would be wrong, Breakman. It's definitely Mr. Rossetti. You're right, Eric. But sometimes you just need an edge, right? And by trying to get that edge, by cheesing your GameCube, Mr. Rossetti would come up and chastise you and make you feel like shit, which maybe he should, but still, very annoying.
I'm voting for Mr. Rossetti because Daxter gets his own game and kind of gets less annoying in that game.
He's not super annoying. Daxter was okay in my book. I don't know. Maybe a little annoying.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't move on. Mr. Rossetti moves on. I'm all by myself once again.
Shut up.
Next, we have one of the personal favorites. No, you know what? At first, I hated them, but after I learned how to really manipulate them, I got used to them. The judges from Final Fantasy Tactics Advance, the GBA, versus, this is an all-time annoying character, I think everyone agrees with this, the Medusa Head from Castlevania. There isn't a hole or a pit they haven't knocked anybody into.
Oh my god, dude, this is... I think this is pretty easy, man. I'm going first, by the way, Break. Sorry. Medusa Head, all the way, man. Like, there's almost no way to avoid those fucking things at some point. You know, like, you could be a total badass gamer, like I was back in the day when I was playing regular Nintendo games, and you would get hit by the Medusa Heads, man, and they would knock you off a platform because the platforms were so small or just placed perfectly convenient where the Medusa Head would get you. The Medusa Heads for me, man.
Eric?
The judges of Tactics Advance, they weren't the problem, and it was the laws that were the problem.
Well, and I mean, they enforced the laws.
Yeah, they enforced the laws, but...
Yeah.
But I think it was more... What was more annoying was the way the game set up a lot of these laws, not necessarily the judges that enforced them. And, like, how the CPU basically rarely ever got punished in Final Fantasy Tactics Advance if they screwed up. Mm-hmm. Someone running from the movie that says it's because they caused way more deaths than they needed to.
Yeah, they not only that, they slowed down the action because you'd have to stop and get strategic. You're just kind of marching through, destroying everything.
They also can cause slow down itself in the game.
Yeah, oh, that's true. And they always come when you're like on small platforms, like Frank said. Ones that'll flip on you too if you jump. So it's like, fuck me. I am also going Medusa Head. Fuck them little bastards. Next we have, this one should be good. I disagree with this personally. Claptrap, I don't think is annoying. I like Claptrap. Versus Snow from Final Fantasy XIII. I think he's one of the most fucking annoying characters ever, but I don't get to start this one. Eric does.
Well, as much as I hate Snow, I think Claptrap's infinitely more annoying, and apparently they fixed him in 3, so he's less annoying, if not at all. So I'm voting for Claptrap.
I think he was especially hilarious in the pre-sequel. He's one of the characters you get to play as. And he is basically a test dummy for Handsome Jack. It was pretty good. I hate Snow. I mean, I'm a hero. Like, I'm going to be a hero. I'm the hero. This, I'm like, fucking, you call yourself a hero one more time, I'm going to be a villain and kill you.
Just at least by the end of the game, he's not such a doofus anymore.
I don't know. I think by the sequel, he's...
The sequel, he's just emo.
That's true. I'm voting for Snow. Frank, you're the tiebreaker.
I think I'm going to side with Break on this one. Snow sucks. Yeah, I never liked that character at all. But there's one that I'll mention later. I'm sure it's going to be on this list.
I'm pretty sure it's on the list here. Next, we have Bubsy, the cat with one game.
The cat with one game.
Versus the head crabs from Half-Life.
There's actually 2 Bubsy games.
Oh, yeah. There is.
There was a second Bubsy game?
Yeah.
Yeah, it came out like a few years back.
Yep.
Oh, there was a modern Bubsy? I didn't know they tried to bring that back. Why would they do that?
Actually, I think there were 2 in the past, too. So there was Bubsy, Bubsy 2. And then there was that one other one we talked about.
That was one of the most overhyped failures. Bubsy versus the head crabs, which were just fucking annoying. They're little things that are hard to shoot, and then they jump on you like the fucking alien face hugger bitches. Who's starting this one out? Me. Oh, I'm starting this one out. I'm going to go with the head crabs. They're annoying. Frank?
I think I'm going to agree. Bubsy had some good one-liners. It wasn't a great game, but... the head crabs suck, man. For sure. They're annoying.
Eric, the tiebreaker, but what do you want?
Eric?
I'm guessing I'm running for the head crabs.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a trifecta then. And next we have Big the Cat from Sonic Adventure versus Patches from the Elden Ring.
More like the entire Soul series.
Yeah, Patches from the entire Soul series.
Even the game that Patches isn't technically in, he's still in it because because there's Pate in Dark Souls 2, which is basically just a version of Patches.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not the same voice actor, but he's basically the same character.
Half-Life VR is awesome. Skodema says, I don't have VR, man. I wished I did. I'd like to play Half-Life 2 in VR. That'd be pretty badass.
Frank, you're starting it out.
Patches, dude. I mean, Patches is the asshole that, like,
Patches
says...
Patches is a spider in Bloodborne.
Patches is the asshole that acts like your friend, and he's like, oh, look over the edge there. There's all kinds of treasure, and you go look at it, and he pushes you in the hole.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. What a nice guy.
Yeah, yeah, you basically have to threaten him to get him to play nice.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a dickhead, man. Super annoying. It's Patches all the way.
Patches.
Oh, wow. I don't know who that is. So I was going to say Big the Cat, but Patches moves
along. Big just wants to find Froggy. Leave Big alone.
Yeah. And the reason I didn't... You said why, like, Baby Mario, like, you met all the worst... all the babies. The reason I didn't is because I wanted to put Baby Mario and Luigi from fucking Mario Kart Double Dash. Them and their goddamn giant shame champ.
They are the reason I hate champ. Double Dash with a passion, because, like, my brain can't process them and the other Mario characters being in the same plane of existence at the same time.
I know.
I hate their giant chain chomp.
Baby shouldn't be driving cars.
Yeah, I agree.
Them versus Morgana from Persona 5. I don't really know who that is, but Eric, you're starting us out.
Morgana sucks. That's all I have to say. I'm voting for Morgana. I mean, as much as I hate the baby characters, I hate Morgana.
I'm the one who put these baby characters on here because I fucking hate them.
And there's already a space for Baby Mario, so I voted for that already.
When I play with friends,
Baby Mario started it all.
Frank, you're the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I agree with Eric on Morgana, but man, Baby Mario and Luigi. I'm going Baby Mario and Luigi, even though we voted for Baby Mario earlier. This is a different iteration, and it's every bit as annoying in a completely different game. Yeah, it's Baby Mario and Luigi. They suck.
100%. Yeah. And next, you have the Rabbids, pretty much anything they're in, versus Gex the Gecko, that 90s spouting cliche that they thought was going to be a big hit and never didn't really take off. And I liked it. Okay. It was okay to me. It wasn't, like, huge, but I think the Rabbids are annoying, and I think this one is going to be started out by Eric.
I don't see the choices again.
Rabbids or Gex the Gecko?
Yeah, the Rabbids, pretty much anything they're in versus Gex the Gecko was only in
I hate
Gex.
The Rabbids, so I'm wanting the Rabbids. A Gex could be funny sometimes.
I agree with you. The Rabbids are fucking I almost said that.
Ridiculous.
Annoying.
Yes. I want to choke them.
Yes. Frank?
Trifecta. Rabbids.
Yes, I apologize now to everybody who I was almost going to offend, because my mind goes to bad places. I'm sorry. The Rabbids, they suck. We'll move on. Next, we have... And he isn't the character I would have chose from this game, but he was universally, like, one of the most hated, annoying characters. Mike Torino from GTA San Andreas versus Leonardo from the TMNT, I think it was Battle Nexus game, or maybe the one before it, who just yelled, slice and dice, slice and dice, slice and dice, over and over again every time you did his move.
Yep.
The entire trilogy was basically like that, too.
Yeah.
The first one was the worst, though.
Michelangelo goes, like, beat my feet or something like that. I don't know. It's weird. He's saying it so fast, I can't tell it involves feet, and I don't like it.
I was thinking about putting them all under just this one, or, like, maybe putting them under individually, but I decided to go with the one I remember the most being annoying. Listening to it when I had it in the store, just to my plane, Leonardo. Slice and dice, slice and dice, slice and dice.
Slice and dice.
The Demon Tree Trilogy characters, all of them are garbage. I'm voting for them.
So, you're voting for Leo?
It's not even their fault. It's the team that developed the game thought it'd be a good idea to have voice clips and not make more of them to make it varied.
Yeah. Because, again, if you turn the volume off, the game was actually fine.
I don't know who Mike Toronto is, so I'm voting for that, and the habits of lack of knowledge on that character.
Mike Toronto was the guy who set you up. He's acted like your friend for the entire game, and then you find out he's working for the cops the whole time.
An informant. Yeah, that's pretty annoying.
Yeah. But there are certain missions, like he chastises you for not being a good enough thug or gangster or whatever he'll chastise you for in those, like you're not being like street enough or whatever. He was saying those kind of things, but you know, it turns out like, oh well, you work for the cops, you fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me I'm not a good enough criminal? You're a fucking cop. Jesus.
Okay, I'll vote for Toronto though, because fuck cops. Now well, that I know.
I was going with Leo though, so because I just slice and dice. So Frank, you're the tiebreaker.
I want to split my vote in half for both of these characters for both the reasons that you guys said, but. Hearing Slice and Dice brought me back bad memories, break. It's got to be Leonardo, man. Slice and Dice, over and over and over.
And just, over again, yes. Yeah. I like Eric said, it wasn't their fault.
The GBA versions of those games are better.
Yeah. I bet, without all that voice acting badness. next, we have Raiden from Metal Gear Solid 2, who at one point ran around naked, versus... And this is probably my dark horse because I hate this motherfucker more than any other Castlevania character, even more than the Medusa head. I hate the Flea Man.
Little. The Flea Men are kind of a joke in the Metroidvania versions of Castlevania, though, because
yeah,
because you've got a lot of ways of dealing with them.
Yeah, but in the original Castlevania, like they were just they were so hard to hit.
And yes,
and those birds are the ones that drop them in most of the time. I know.
And you have to get through those areas so quick. If you don't, you get swarmed by the Flea Men real quick.
Raiden's actually a pretty good character. That just he's made the way he is on purpose, and there's a reason for that that gets revealed in the game. So
they do explain why he's so whiny, but he is whiny throughout the first part of the game, you know. And I was kind of annoyed with him. I didn't really start liking him until the naked part was over with, actually. We're starting to learn the truth about him at that point.
Well, he becomes a badass later, man.
Yeah, like, that's when we learn the truth about him, but up until that point, he's...
You should play Revengeance, people.
But I'm still going Flea Man, and I'm starting this out.
Revengeance is a good game. I never played it, but I saw plenty of video playthrough, and I could tell it's a great game.
But this is specifically from Metal Gear Solid 2, that version, but you're next, Frank.
Flea Man, all the way.
Flea Man? Flea Man. Is this a trifecta? Yes, it is. Flea Man, one of the few ones we agree on.
Fucking it's weird, though, because, like, in Castlevania 3, the Flea Man in the Japanese version were actually, like, little gremlin things instead.
Hmm, that's interesting. Next we have, and I never played this, Red Dead Redemption's Irish.
And I think those gremlin things actually came back in Castlevania Chronicles.
Versus Yuffie Kisaragi from Final Fantasy VII. I hate her so freaking much. Frank, you're starting this one out.
Yeah, it's Yuffie, man. It's not even close.
Eric?
Yuffie's a good character that's just horribly localized in Final Fantasy VII, so I can't blame her.
So you want Irish then?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to break that tie with Yuffie because I hate her so much. Hate her, but like you said, it was... Bad translation is a lot of the problem, but that doesn't.
You know, not only is it bad translation, it's tone. Because if you listen to like a subtitled version of Final Fantasy VII, if you've seen any of that video break, that character is not nearly as annoying. But in the English,
also the remake, she's a lot better handled.
Yeah, in the remake, they handle her way better, way way better.
She killed a lot of my fun I was having with that game. Anyway, next, she moves on, that bitch. Fuck her. Noober from Baldur's Gate.
Ooh. Not
for that character. Versus one that I think everybody will remember. There's especially one level where this little bastard was especially a pain in the ass. The birds from Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah.
there's one level where there is a bird slightly off screen... In a perfect spot to knock you down almost every time. You have to do the jump perfectly to get past it.
Noober sucks.
It's the first time you go through it.
Yeah, Noober sucks in Baldur's Gate, but the birds, man. The birds in Ninja Gaiden. Out? Yeah.
Eric?
What's Noober from Baldur's Gate?
It's a character from Baldur's Gate. Very annoying.
I think the birds from Ninja Gaiden are worse, probably. Yeah. Because they're just like the Medusa heads and the flea men, but like now they're the flea men, but they're flying.
Yeah.
I don't remember Maneuver. I played Baldur's Gate a long time ago. I did not remember Maneuver, and I gotta agree with Birds. I hate that fucking, especially that original bird in Ninja Gaiden that knock you right off the cliff when you've gotten so far in that game. To be felled by one fucking bird is a very annoying. Next we have from the Elder Scrolls, the Adoring Fan versus Porky Minch.
Is that the one that follows you around all the time in Elder Scrolls? Is that the one that we're talking? Oh yes, my god!
What I was reading on. Yes, he does follow you. He loves you. He appreciates.
Yes.
You're his god, basically.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Eric, you're starting this one out.
I'm going to Porky Minch because, he's just an all around asshole. He acts like your friend, and then he'll stab you in the back, and then he constantly gets in your way and tries to end the world. So, yes. Yeah, what are you from?
I do remember him from Earthbound, and yes, he was annoying, so I am agreeing with you on Porky Minch. Frank,
I don't know why they called him Pokey instead for the localization, because Mother 3 corrected it back to Porky, because it was supposed to be a play on the fact that he's a... I mean, it's supposed to be a play on the fact that he's that kid, but he actually has an affinity with pigs, because you see a lot of pig-like structures in Earth and Mother 3.
They probably were trying to avoid a lawsuit from Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
My vote would be for Adoring Fan, because fuck that, man. You know?
He doesn't move on, unfortunately. Next we have Kaopora Gaobora from Zelda.
Which Zelda game was this character from?
Ocarina of Time.
Okay.
I mean, he shows up in other ones, but this is the first one we see with him in it.
All right.
Versus the Jackals from Halo. And they, and I didn't completely agree with them, but they specifically said the snipers, like, you're going to get sniped. Like, I've dealt with worse snipers in other games. I thought the Call of Duty 4 snipers were fucking worse, personally. But they put the snipers in here, which, if you're playing on a harder mode, it is annoying to suddenly just walk around the corner and get popped. Man. Eric, you get to start this one out.
I'm voting for the fucking owl, who will trick you into saying no, and then he'll repeat himself or something. Or if you're just trying to get through his lengthy text, wall text, just to get to the selection and you accidentally hit the wrong one because you're hitting the button too much, and you have to repeat it again.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about those walls of text. Oh, I was going to go with the Jackals, but I've changed my mind. I'm going with you. The walls of text are painful. The stupid Kaopora is moving on, but what
tutorial. Do you... I'm a tutorial.
Yeah, it's a trifecta on this one too.
At least Kaopora. Actually, no. The first game that he showed up when was actually Link's Awakening. That's now I'm thinking about it, because that came out after the Link to the Past. But I think he didn't have a name in that game. Mm. He was just the owl.
Well, here's a fun one from also the Legends of Zelda series, Tingle, versus one that I wholeheartedly disagree with, but he was rated high on the most annoying character list, Tails. I don't agree with that one, so I'm going to start this one out and go fucking Tingle. Frank, you're next.
I like your description, fucking Tingle, man. Tingle's the worst, man. It's got to be Tingle. Tails, I didn't have too many issues with.
I like Tails. I thought he was a great character. He's your loyal friend. He helps you out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to vote against Tingle, but why is Tails on this list? I have to vote for Tingle because
Tails is on the list because he was in the top.
Tingle 10 sucks, Eric. Tingle is one of the worst, most annoying. Oh my god, fucking Tingle. That's a great descriptor break,
like,
man.
So there's a few characters that are on here because they were on a lot of
lists. I mean, he sucks, but he sucks in the way that Lisa Shoot Larry sucks.
Ugh.
Next. Right. Oh, this one.
It's not until you get to, like, Wind Waker that he becomes more disturbing, because you learn about the way he's forced his brothers to, like, work for him. It's gross.
This character's on the list mostly because of game mechanics. And if you've played the game, you know the name Ashley. Ashley Anderson from Resident Evil 4 versus Dan Hibiki from Street Fighter. Pretty much any Street Fighter game. Frank, you're starting this one out.
It's Ashley Anderson, man. Like, it's super annoying. She cowers at anything. She has no spine whatsoever. It's hard. Like, when you're trying...
The original game did her dirty. The remake is much better with her.
Yeah.
It's original, though.
Basically. Yeah, we're basing this off the original. She like never goes where you want her. Like she's worthless.
To be fair to Ashley, though, when you do try to shoot someone, she will get out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, the situation. I think anybody would shit their pants if they're running around with Las Plagas and trying. You know, they're shooting and fucking monsters everywhere. I guess in fairness,
my only problem with Ashley in Resident Evil 4 is that she's thirsty as fuck.
She's definitely thirsty. Well, I mean, Leon. Leon is pretty good looking, so you know. I guess I could understand.
Yeah, but he kept trying to pass, deflect her advances, and she wasn't getting the hit.
Yeah. So Ashley for sure.
Eric.
I'm voting for Ashley. Dan's just a joke character. He's supposed to be funny because he's a joke.
I'm gonna go with Ashley too because she got you killed.
Yes.
Fuck that character. Speaking of characters that got you killed, especially if you accidentally shot her because she had a habit of getting in your fucking way, Natalia Simonova from GoldenEye versus the runaway ninja Kai Ling from Mass Effect 3. I think Eric's starting this one out.
I think Ashley will get out of the way if you have a gun, but like if she's off in the distance and you fire and explosive, she's going to get hit. And you will kill her. So, I don't know. I mean, Natalia is just, you know, and GoldenEye specifically. Kai Ling was just a pain in the ass in Mass Effect 3, so fuck him. I'm voting for Kai Ling.
Ooh, interesting. I'm actually going to agree with you because he was he killed like characters. He was responsible for at least a couple characters you liked to death. Directly kills one of them. He's indirectly responsible for another one. And right when you're about to beat him, there are a couple times he just runs away. And yeah, I got to agree with Kai Ling. What about you, Frank?
I think I'm going to agree with you guys just based on videos I've seen on this specific subject, and Kai Ling was the subject of one of them. I never played Mass Effect 3, so... Mm-hmm. Although I did, I'll have you guys know, I do own the trilogy, and I will be going through that at some point, so...
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice, but you're playing Breath of the Wild. You're going to be on that for a couple
months. Yeah, I'm going to be on that for at least a couple months, man. No doubt.
I really hope that those fucking gnomes from Golden Axe are here. They better be.
Oh my god.
Well, similar to the gnomes, there's something in this one that is actually really similar to a gnome. First, we have Sheva Alomar from Resident Evil 5 versus what we were just talking about, but the thief from Gauntlet 2. The one that would, after you slay a dragon, you get a special reward, a power-up. These little fuckers will come and steal that power-up.
Yep.
Yeah, Sheva's not even... I don't know why she's on this list.
She's not that annoying. She's hot to look at.
She was one of those characters that was on the top 10 list.
No way, right. And Miles. I think that's a game...
The only problem with her is that like she has some problematic outfits, alternate outfits that the game has.
What's problematic about him?
I'm starting this one out with a thief. I hate that last...
Kind of like ethnicity is a costume problematic.
Right?
It's the thief, man. It's the thief.
Eric, you want to make it to...
I'm voting for the thief, too. Patrick.
Yeah, that little asshole is an asshole. Now, this one came up number one on a lot of lists. So this one might be a little tricky here. The dog from Duck Hunt. Yeah, every time you miss something, he laughs at you. He's supposed to be your fucking dog, and he taunts you. Yeah. And this is Breakman, like, he is an asshole. Speaking of assholes, he's going up against the fucking Metal Slime. Because, god damn it, who hasn't got them down to one hit point and then they run away?
One of the worst things in the Dragon Quest games are the metal slimes, because they're fucking assholes, man.
Well, the original Dragon was specifically because they had a higher escape rate in that game.
Yes, they. I mean, it was almost impossible.
A much higher evasion rating than other games, too. Yeah. So you're less likely to hit them.
They got easier once they added like the metal,
the critical
and stuff like that. They're like, they'll make those harder. We'll make this one a little bit easier. But the original was just the biggest pain in the ass. Eric, you can start this one.
I'll vote for Dog and Duck Hunt.
I am going to vote for the metal slime to put Frank on the spot.
I am a connoisseur when it comes to the Dragon Quest, most of the Dragon Quest games, and the metal slimes were a source of anger and dismay.
But they're so cute.
But they are cute. They are cute. But the fucking dog from Duck Hunt.
They're fragile little guys. That's
I wanted to take my gun and shoot that motherfucking dog.
We all shot the dog.
As a matter of fact, I remember a game, Nintendo made a game later, I believe, where you could shoot the fucking dog. And it was pretty satisfying. I'm going with the dog from Duck Hunt, man.
The dog moves on. I don't think that's a big surprise. Like I said, that's number one on a lot of lists. Number two on a lot of lists is Slippy Toad from Star Fox versus Charmy B.
Charmy B.
I am going to go ahead and start this one out. I don't remember who Charmy B is.
I think Charmy B is a Sonic character from Chaotix?
Maybe. I think it was a Sonic character. But I'm going with Slippy Toad because, God, he's fucking annoying.
In Star Fox 64 in the original Star Fox, he always get in your way when you're trying to defeat an enemy. And you accidentally shoot him, which puts him in jeopardy.
Yes, he's the one begs the most for help. I believe I start this one. I'm going Slippy Toad. Frank?
Slippy Toad, all the way.
Eric?
Slippy.
Slippy moves on. Diarrhea of the Toad moves on. Next we have Preston Garvey from Fallout 4. He was on a lot of lists, and he's definitely on my fucking list. Versus Duke Nukem, because people don't like the chauvinistic 90s macho super... Spouting Arnold lines and Ash lines. I am going to go ahead and start this one out because Preston Garvey is one of the most annoying motherfuckers in the history of games. Every time you go to a town that he's in, he's like, he's the good do-gooder type, and he wants you to go help a settlement. Oh, there's a settlement that just contacted. We need your help. He'll send you back to the same one over and over again. Every time he sees you, he has somebody who needs help, even if you've already helped them. Mrs. Brigman just said, why doesn't he do something? Yeah, he's supposed to be the hero that he thinks he's this cavalry man. And he doesn't do anything. He's a fucking annoying asshole. So I'll start with him, and Frank, you're next.
I'm going to go with Duke Nukem just because I never played Fallout 4, and I know that's blasphemous to hear on Break Mansion.
It just hurts my feelings.
I'm going with Duke Nukem because just for the reasons that you said, very chauvinistic, male pig is the best way.
Well, a lot of that was reimagining him after the first three Duke Nukem games, and the Duke Nukem 3D did that, really.
Yeah, well, that's what I remember Duke Nukem from, and he's a piece of shit.
The original Duke Nukem games weren't good.
Yeah, they
weren't fun games.
Yeah.
It didn't become fun until the 3D.
Yeah. Not very fun.
The character himself is problematic.
Not very fun.
He definitely does not hold up, that's for sure.
Duke Nukem, for me.
Eric?
Duke Nukem.
I'm alone on Preston. Duke Nukem moves on. Next we have they won't be fighting them. They'll be fighting Slippy. Duke Nukem will be fighting Slippy. My bad. Next we have one. I think this one's going to be a lot harder than you guys expect.
Nope.
These are both Final Fantasy characters. Lightning versus the Marlboro.
This is easy. This is super easy.
You think? Well, you're starting it out.
It's Lightning. I've said this in the past. Lightning is one of the most boring, annoying, I guess stoic is how they tried to paint her, but she is like one of the least interesting characters in any fucking game I've ever played. I bitched about Lightning to the high heavens when years ago when we played Final Fantasy 13. She is one of the worst, if not the worst, main protagonist in any game I've ever played, bar none. It's got to be Lightning. I know about the Marlboros, but the Marlboros are just overpowered, and they suck.
And they'll hit you with sleep and poison, and sometimes they'll hit you with death immediately, yeah, and they hit you blind. Like, you are so many ailments from the fucking Marlboro, but it's not my turn to say anything.
Well, look, the Marlboros weren't meant to, like, beat until you had better equipment. So, you know, I mean, you kind of, you know, if you fight those things, you're kind of, you know, I don't know.
I don't know. There's a really easy way to kill Marlboros in many Final Fantasy games.
Well, yeah, you got to figure that out.
It's up to you, so it's a Marlboro Lightning.
See, I don't really have too much of a problem with Lightning. I mean,
oh my god.
Other than, like, her presentation in 13 and like in F2, which she's barely in, but she's still in it. And I think from what I heard from Wheels, he didn't have too much of a problem with Lightning Returns. I think they did things with her character that were interesting.
Ugh.
But like, I guess if you hate her enough to not even want to get to that point, then the game has done its job. It's done its damage already. I don't know. I guess I have to vote for Marlboro because I don't have the extreme amount of hate that Frank does for Lightning.
God damn, Lightning is the worst.
Marlboro's in every fucking Final Fantasy. Lightning
Lightning is far more annoying than a Marlboro ever.
The biggest problem with Lightning isn't really Lightning herself, but the person who created her.
At the very least, the lore for the Marlboro is like infinitely more enjoyable than the fucking lore for Lightning.
Doesn't mean you're not pissed off when you come in contact with him and all of a sudden your whole party's...
No, I understand that, dude.
Like, I can't do anything. You're just staring at the screen watching your party attack.
You know what Lightning is? Lightning is the chick at the bar that doesn't give anybody the time of day and is trying to get a date, but never wants to talk to anybody and treats everybody like shit. That's Lightning and Night Metro.
I think her problem is that she's gone to the bar then. Yeah, she can go to the bar to meet those kind of people that are interesting to her.
No.
People that are in the bar, Frank.
No. Lightning...
Jealous, Frank.
You guys got it all wrong.
She doesn't have high standards. She just has reasonable standards.
Lightning... No. Lightning is the person that won't give anybody the time of day.
She just has this ridiculous notion that she shouldn't go to a bar in the first place.
Oh, my God. It was an analogy, Eric. Jesus. Let's continue. Let's go.
Okay, this one I put on the list personally. Is one of the most annoying characters I fucking have ever had to deal with. The original SOCOM was a headset-operated type game, mm-hmm. and there were characters that would run out in the fucking wide open in the jungle or in snow area or run in front of you when you're trying
I didn't know SOCOM had, like, single-player content. I thought it was multiplayer.
No, it definitely had single-player content. All the SOCOMs did. It got a little better in the second one, not much, and by the third one, it was just so broken with cheaters that I didn't even really get into a single player. But the Boomer and the whole group was freaking stupid. They would do anything possible to set off alarms, let enemy know you're there when you're supposed to be like sneaking in. They would not go to the places you want them to go. They just would not listen at all. They were fucking horrible in every way. And Boomer is taking a hit for all of them versus Paimon from Genshin Impact. Since I think everybody knows,
I don't know. I haven't played Genshin Impact, so I don't have any reference for this character. So I'm just voting for the guy you said based on the description.
Frank, do you want to make it unanimous?
It's unanimous.
Yeah.
Fucking Boomer, fuck you. You've cost me too many games. Too many single player games. Next we have Roman Bellic from GTA 4. I don't remember that asshole. Versus Conrad Werner from Mass Effect. Oh shit, was he the reporter?
He's the reporter that you can punch off the railing if you wanted to, but I wasn't that mean.
Yeah, he was really annoying, and he asked invasive questions. Roman Bellick was calling you every goddamn 5 seconds. Let's go bowling. Hey, you want to hang out? Hey, I need something from you. And you're like, dude, do you have any other friends? Well, I lose my fucking number. You want to go to a phone store and see if you can get your numbers?
Because I love you, but like, I think you need a social life.
dude, come on, man. Do you have anybody else in your life? Do you have a job? Do you do anything?
I can help you find someone if you just leave me alone.
Right, Frank, you're going to start this one out.
I'm going to address something in chat here. Freak5 says, why is lightning required to give anyone the time of day? That's not the analogy I was making, Freak5. Usually when you go to a club, right, you go to a bar or a club, you're there to find a mate to date or to dance or to socialize. She's the type of chick...
deciding that
none of them
are worth it.
No. She's the type of chick that is just there to be annoying to everybody else, right? She's annoying to her friends because she won't socialize. She's annoying to every guy that tries to buy her a drink because she refuses every advance, even if the guy is being...
This is the post-Final Fantasy XIII Lightning we're talking about, anyway.
Well, whatever. Three. She's just a piece of shit, and I can't stand Lightning, and she should have moved on. That's all.
Yeah, she fixes herself by the end of that game.
Yeah. Maybe she just wants to have a drink. Well, then go to the fucking liquor store and buy some drinks and go home. Don't fucking be a cock tease to everybody else. Roman Bellick, for me, I agree with you guys 100%. That's an easy one, man.
Eric? Frank sounds so much like an incel right now.
Shut up. How dare you, Eric? Nice. No, I'm just saying, dude, like if you go to a bar or to a club, especially if it's dance involved with music and everybody's having a good time, I mean, she's, you know what Lightning is? The wet blanket of video gaming. There you go. That's a better analogy. She's a fucking wet blanket. Fuck Lightning, man. I can't believe you guys voted the Marvel.
The thing is, in Final Fantasy XIII, we see a flashback before all the events of the game happened.
How dare you?
Where she was at a bar and she was drinking and she was by herself because she wanted to be.
Oh my god! I didn't say she was a cock tease, Freak5. I said she's a wet blanket. Is the best
way. You did say cock tease, actually.
Well, whatever. She's look. She's a wet blanket. That's the best way to put it. Like, she's not there for anybody's enjoyment, so why even fucking go? Go away. Just do something else other than bother everybody else.
Hot chicks aren't allowed to have lives. Frank Ranch is
Jesus
2013.
Christ. Jesus Christ, man.
Thing about Lainey is her weird facade about being too cool for everybody.
Yeah, that's another way of putting it. She's
just garbage, Frank.
It's not garbage, dude. She's a wet blanket. She brings down everything. She's the worst of the worst. I went on this rant years ago about Lightning. I'm so happy.
She's basically female Squall.
Yeah, pretty much. There you go. It's good. But Roman Bellick for me. Break. All
right. Cool. Eric.
Roman.
I definitely agree. I hate that motherfucker so much. It's fucking annoying goddamn phone calls.
I never played GTA.
Stop it, Break, man. Stop it. That's not what I meant, dude.
Like
there are plenty of chicks that are there that are having a good time that turn down all the guys, but at least they're having a good time, right? This chick is the type to not have a good time no matter what. You know, and there are guys like that too that just sit at the bar. They're you know, sulking because they fucking, you know, can't get the time of day.
She had a bad day at work and she just wants to fucking drink.
Oh my god! Then go to a bar that's a dive bar that there's no dancing, there's no socializing.
Bar that she could go to.
Jesus Christ, man!
Even the liquor store is closed.
Oh god, really?
It's a lot of liquor.
Liquor stores are open clear across the United States except Utah until at least midnight. So
no, I mean they closed
stop
because
it.
They ran out of stock.
Stop it. Stop it. Huh? Sunday, how do you know she isn't? You know why, Freak 5? Because her face is always the same. It's a downward grin. It's like Lightning is one of the worst characters ever created in video games, period. That's my opinion. All right, continue on. What do we got? How dare you laugh at me, Break, man?
We're in the home stretch, and we definitely got to get going here.
Yes.
Mindy from Pokemon Diamond versus the Murlocs from WoW. I'm sorry.
I don't remember Mindy that much, but I don't think she was that annoying.
The Murlocs. That's all you hear. Oh, my God, little fuckers. Oh, my God, why don't they shut up? There's more.
Murlocs are only good for memeing, and that's why they're good for memeing. But, like, beyond that, they're just annoying.
Yeah, Murlocs.
Murlocs, I guess we're all unanimous then. Murlocs, yeah. Move on. Next we have, and this is one of my personal ears-hating favorites, Guilty Spark from Halo versus the Hammer Brothers from the Super Mario Brothers. The original Hammer Brothers from the original Super Mario Bros. Game were a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But I hate Guilty Gear. For one thing, he betrays you. For another thing, he's ordering you around while he's safely hovering above you and mocking you for being not prepared for this and stuff like that. We didn't even fucking know about this shit. I hate him so much. I'm going to start out with Guilty Spark. Frank, you're next.
To Hammer Brothers for me, break. I like Halo okay, but the reason I stopped playing Halo is because of the multiplayer. Because I would play with my friends, like we would hook up our Xboxes together, and they all were like very vastly superior, and they would just wait for me to spawn and then shoot me and instantly kill me, and it just became unfun.
Who's one of the cooler characters from the Halo franchise?
What was one of the cooler characters?
Who are some of the cooler characters, you think?
From what I remember. Man, you're asking me to go back, 15 years break? Somewhere around there? I remember Cortana being really cool. That was cool. I'm blanking. I didn't play a lot of Halo.
What about the Sarge? You think Sarge pretty cool?
Yes. Okay. When I remember.
Well, Guilty Spark kills him.
Oh, well, fuck Guilty Spark.
That's how lame Guilty Spark is.
Well, Guilty Spark sucks, but the Hammer Brothers are even worse because they fucking... Dude, they were, like, pixel perfect almost every time. Like, they would nip your... Like, if you were trying to, like, get in between them and their hammers, you had to, like, jostle the joystick or the D-pad back and forth just perfectly to stay out of their range and all that shit, and then run underneath them and hope that you could, like, topple them. You know, like, yeah. It's got to be the Hammer Brothers.
If they got down on your level, it's like, fuck, what do I do? You can't jump on their heads. You go hit with the hammer. Right. You're the tiebreaker.
I'm voting for the Hammer Brothers.
Yeah, nice. I thought you might. I mean, I don't disagree. I hate those bastards, too. They're not as hard in any of the sequels, but in the original, they were the big nightmare. Like, those were the one enemy you really didn't want to face. Next, we have John Madden from the...
Freak 5 doesn't seem to think the Murlocs are annoying.
Well, he's wrong. They are. we have John Madden, if you played the older Madden games.
Oh, my God, yes.
Madden's very, very repetitive. And especially the older the games go, the less voice acting there was. So the more repetitive John Madden was.
Yeah.
Versus an enemy that was relentless. He wouldn't let you ever relax. When you were done clearing a board, or if you didn't clear it fast enough, that fucking smiley face from Berserk was on your ass. I hate that little bastard. Remember that one, right, Frank?
Yeah. I'm going to go with John Madden, dude, just because Madden was annoying in real life and voice acting life and... boom! And then you got the... Boom! fuck John Madden. Marvel's
greatest quarterback that's ever lived!
Oh, yeah.
The smiley face from Berserk, the name, and the imagery that goes into my head when I think about it, because I never actually played the game, makes me think of Smiley from Faceball 2000.
Anybody
remember that game?
Yes.
I do remember baseball. This is an Atari game. Like, this is old.
You're
basically like a stick man running through a maze and shooting robots. And if you're not fast enough, it's just a smiley face. Like, it's all happy coming at you.
Yeah.
And you can't do a damn thing. You can never kill it.
Mm-hmm.
It's invincible. It's annoying.
Yep.
So what do you want, smiley face or John Madden?
Eric?
John on Madden?
I was gonna go smiley face just to be disruptive. John Madden moves on. I do agree. Like, especially the older the game is with his voice acting in.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Like, the it's chip tuned for one thing, so it's painful audio.
Yeah.
It's repetitive. Next we have, and this one might be really appropriate for Frank. Frank, I think, could probably knows who he wants on this one. Abby Anderson from The Last of Us for Part 2 versus Kaiden Alenko, the useless bastard from Mass Effect. I'm going to let Frank start this one out because I think he might have something to say.
I'm going with Abby because...
I was going to say you might have something to say about Abby. So
yeah, Abby... It's not Abby Anderson's fault from The Last of Us. It's the writers, man. The writing is absolutely atrocious. And I saw a video with discussing like how when they do season 2 of The Last of Us on HBO, it's going to be so much better because the writers are going to have to make a lot of adjustments, and in this case, it's going to be
a long time before the season 2 happens.
Yeah. I know, but listen, Eric, let me finish. And I agree with them. It's going to be a much better TV show, especially if they split it up into two parts. They should have did that with The Last of Us. They should have did, or like what I said previously, The Last of Us 2 should have had Ellie's story and then maybe DLC with Abby, and it would have worked a lot better. But it's got to be Abby. She's so fucking annoying during the whole thing, man. I mean, she's just one of the worst written characters in ages. I'm vaguely familiar with Mass Effect and Kaiden Alenko, but I gotta go with that.
Kaiden's not even annoying. I mean, why isn't Ashley on this list? She's worse.
Well, there you go.
She's a space racist.
It's Abby for me, Rake.
She's a spacist. Eric?
Like, if I had a choice, like, in Mass Effect of killing Kaiden or her, I'd get her killed. Because fuck her. I'm voting for Abby though because I have no disrespect for Kaiden, and even though I don't know Abby, I'd rather vote for her.
Well, wait till you play Last of Us 2, Eric. And
I don't like him, but Abby moves on. Next, and we have we only have three left here, which is good because it's almost 9:30. Chloe Price from Life is Strange. She was on a lot of lists. That's why she's on here. The Flood from the original Halo. I don't really know about Chloe, so I can't say much, but The Flood suddenly changed the game that you were playing. It was once like a military-ish type game, you versus alien. Suddenly there's fucking space zombies because of The Flood. And if there's a group of those little ones together, like, they'll do a little bit of damage, but if you pop them and there's a big group of them, suddenly they lower your shields. And then there are the ones that are pretty much silent. So you're just walking through a hallway or something like that, and suddenly you're getting hit before you even realize there's an enemy there. Like, what the fuck? I'm going to go with The Flood because I don't really know who Chloe Price is. She was just
She's just a poorly written version of what writers who didn't understand how people act in the aughts and them thinking it was cool.
So I am going to go with The Flood. Eric, are you going with the Chloe Price?
I'm voting for The Flood.
Oh, you're running for The Flood. Okay, Frank.
No, I was just describing what
Chloe I'm going with The Flood as well.
I can't really fault Chloe because of what the writers decided to do.
Yeah, it's the same thing with Abby Anderson, but she's annoying as fuck, too.
Next, we have Zelda, The Legend of Zelda series, Fi, versus, from Morrowind, the Cliff Racers. Mm. I've never played Morrowind, but from what I heard, they are a pain in the ass.
This tough choice. I think I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with Fi from Zelda. Just
Fee's a less invasive version of Navi, so I'm not wrong with Fi.
Maybe I should have. I'm changing my vote. It's Cliff Racers for sure.
I don't even know who Cliff Racers is, but he probably sounds annoying.
It's an enemy type. Yeah. And from what I was watching, like some video on it, like they are annoying.
Yeah.
They're really tough and. Yeah, you don't want to fight them.
Yeah, Cliff Racers for me, and whatever Eric picks, I don't know.
Cliff Racers.
I'm going to make it unanimous from just from what I was watching. Cliff Racers. But I did this months ago, so my memory might be like, you know, thing. And this one I think is going to be pretty easy. One of these characters is on here because she's in every top 10 list of most annoying characters, and I don't know why. Actually, I know why, because the people who made this list are morons. First, we have Navi from Zelda. Here! Over here! Shut up, shut up, shut up! Versus Vanille from Final Fantasy XIII, which you're completely missing the point. Like the whole bubbly personality, like the over the topness at the beginning of the game was her acting.
Yeah, and besides,
she's purposely doing that.
Besides,
she's basically doing the same thing that Lightning is doing, but she's doing it in a way that is less off-putting.
She's doing it with more personality. At least a personality.
it's a manufactured personality, not like, I'm not even going to let you know what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Navi.
Plus okay. wasn't Vanille, like, underage? Like, a kid?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
there's a lightning who knew better.
She's like thousands of years old. She's like 1,000 years old, right?
Yeah, she but she's a stasis that whole time, so she hasn't aged.
Yeah,
today.
She's a kid. She's a kid.
Oh. She's, I think, 16.
Yeah.
And plus, she loves to fight. No one loves to fight more than Vanille.
Yeah. Yeah, Vanille was it.
I pick Navi. What do you want?
It's Navi. It's easy. That weird
staff fish hook thing probably hurts.
Over here. Eric, over here.
Look.
Yeah, I'm voting for Navi.
Yeah, fuck
it's Navi.
Oh, but no, I mean, how can you hate so much? Oh. Like, wow. What are you doing over there?
Yeah.
Fighting. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Stop fighting.
All right, guys, let's wrap it up here. Let's do our plugs. We're way over time. Breakman, plug away, please.
You can follow me at RPGrinders on Twitter, and that's all I get.
Eric.
You can follow me on Twitter as at ArcRPG. I do reviews on BostonMetro.com. Those are the written ones, and then there's the audio ones on the feed. And this week I've got a review for Altillia Ryza. And... if you want like either things I do and you want to support me, like I said, the link, there's a my Patreon link to my Patreon and my Twitter profile. I just mentioned that at EricRPG if you missed it.
Alright, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. I want to thank everybody that was in chat today, especially Scotum and Freak Vibe Chaos. And that's about it. Gentlemen, you have anything else before we go?
I will plug an actual good book called The Accidental Mind, and it might help you understand that the brain isn't a perfectly designed thing, and because of that, like, it's easier to understand how someone can end up a certain way.
Mm. All right.
Oh, okay, this just blew my mind. Apparently that smiley face actually has a name. I didn't realize that. Evil Otto.
Oh, there you go. Evil Otto. Freak 5 is exiled. He says, I'm plugging Bernie's OnlyFans this week. She is having a lesbian orgy to celebrate Pride. Ooh. Oh, wow. Actually, you're unexiled, Freak 5. That sounds great. That sounds awesome, actually. Okay, that's about it for this week. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you guys and gals back next week. Until then, we're out. Later, everybody.